Now, we go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Captain Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes live at Columbia Central High School tonight for game one of our high school football season. Brian, thanks for coming out doing games with me. We get ready to start this season with a really nice weather night at a really nice school with a good-looking field and a pretty full crowd.
Yeah, hey, I told you before, that's in my contract. I'm expecting 70 degrees. Nice. Short weather.
Well, that's unlikely to stick around too long, but this week we got good stuff, and you can hear the audience is really hyped. Both teams have been on the field here for a little while, and the band just about ready to get us our national anthem on the pregame here. Let's go ahead and take a quick 3-minute commercial break, and we'll come back and set things up for the broadcast. Napoleon Pirates, Columbia Central Golden Eagles on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Columbia Central High School, the Golden Eagles, hosting the Napoleon Pirates tonight. Big rivalry out in this area. And thanks for joining us on our coverage tonight, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, among others. I want to say thank you to XL Staffing. Had a nice opportunity to hang out with XL Staffing a little bit this summer and beat Greg View in a three-point shootout. I don't know if you heard about that, Brian.
Yeah, you know, that does not surprise me, Steve. Greg's a good guy, but who in Jackson hasn't beat Greg View in a three-point shootout?
Nothing he said or anyone else has brought me down from that as much as what you just said. Steve, that's a shallow victory.
I'm sorry, Steve.
It's not hoops tonight, though. It's football. We got the Columbia Central Golden Eagles coming off what was really a tremendous season. They went 9-2 overall, 6-1 out here in the LCAA, and really dominated the league except for one loss during the season to Blissfield, and then they came up against that same Blissfield team in the playoffs and lost to them again. So their only two losses of the entire season was to Blissfield twice. That's a heartbreaker a little bit, and they lost in that pre-district, or excuse me, in the district, 41-42, so a really close game. We watched that one, and it really was a back-and-forth battle, and it could have gone either way, and it came down to the wire, and Blissfield able to make the big play at the end. But still a very good season for Columbia Central, but they see a lot of talented players walk away in graduation. Gary Elliott, Cole Partridge, and Carson Daniels, who were really the backbone of that team a year ago, including Cole Partridge, who's a guy who's like a three-year starter quarterback, might have been even four. For my money last year, best quarterback in the area. Nobody else could throw on the run and hit spots like he could.
Yeah, I tell you, you lose a talent like that. Like you said, I believe four-year starter. Mm-hmm. I think now he's playing baseball at Finley.
Yeah.
Good athlete, great athlete. And so, you know, if somebody's got to fill those shoes, talking to Coach Kubiak sounded like, you know, they did lose four kind of superstar guys, but the glue guys are all back, and he's excited about that. So,
and you were talking about the idea that the line, the trenches, yeah, are going to be well manned and experienced and big. We were looking at some of the roster, and I got to be honest, I don't know if these guys are even going to be on the field all night. But when you start looking at linemen at 6'7", 320 and 6'4", 275, those are guys where you start going, hey, that looks like the linemen from the Spartans who will be playing tomorrow night on ESPN 101.9 FM.
Yeah, I tell you, I was looking out there in Big 66, Jesse Sumner. I'm about ready to ask him to have to step out of the way so I can see them. That's a big boy.
That's a large young man, no doubt about it there. It really is going to be a fun night tonight. We're looking forward to it. Meanwhile, Napoleon, same situation. They lose a lot of talent to graduation. I'm looking at guys like Aslan Hunt, Colin Bradley, Ethan Weatherspoon, Nathan Phelps. But they do return their starting QB in Tobin McCrum, and that's a guy who you said they haven't had in a while, a returning starting quarterback.
Yeah, the coach let me know that this first time in 5 years they've actually returned a quarterback. So Tobin's going to have a lot on his shoulders, it sounds like. I think he's the only returning starter.
I think he's up for it, too. He's an experienced kid, and he's got a confidence about him that I think will play well at quarterback, knowing that he's got, you know, it's going to be up to him to make a lot of choices and make a lot of plays, too, whether it's with his feet or his arm. I think he he's a guy who has that the kind of mindset that it takes to do that well.
Yeah, I've known Tobin a long time, and he's not short of swag.
That's a good word to describe it. I'll tell you, four straight wins for Columbia Central in the rivalry, and 10 of the last 11, including a 24-0 win last year in this game. So things working in Columbia Central's favor in this rivalry right now. But we'll see. That's why they play the games on the field, and Napoleon's ready to get back. You know, whenever it's a rivalry game, you kind of throw the numbers out the window and let it happen on the field. So I'm looking forward to getting this one. Have it. Pirates will kick off, it looks like, as Columbia sends their receiving team out. And we are just about set. Well, are they going to let the full pregame clock run out here with another 15 seconds till we get into our first quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning? They open drains, others can't. That's you got any good clogged drain stories, Brian?
Oh.
We'll save those for the post.
Do I have clogged drain stories?
Just about ready to go, and now the Napoleon kick team comes out to the field. Columbia runs kind of a wide open offense. A lot of pass run, they do it all. They misdirect. They're wide open, and it's an exciting and fun type of football to watch.
I'm looking forward to this tonight.
You did a couple hoops games with us, your first football game, so
yeah,
we'll see if you've got the chops.
Rookie in the football press box, however. Number 9, Jamie. Kind of had those same nerves when the national anthem's playing, when you're an athlete and that's going on and you're really getting ready. I'm ready.
So here we go. The ball teed up, the kick is up, and it's deep. Left side and recovered, and he's going to turn it the other way. Fakes a give. He's going all the way to the right sideline and looking to turn it upfield. That's Lucas Mendez on the carry. Breaking tackles. And he's going to get over the 45, nearly to midfield before he's brought down, tripped up. We'll see where they spot it. Well blocked and a nice run by Mendez. And Columbia Central is going to open this one with really great field position. 11:47 to go here. Clock just starting here. If you're joining us on K105.3 for the Football Frenzy, join us at all of our pregame tailgate broadcasts for a chance to sign up for $1,053 in our Fall into Cash contest. Columbia Central coming up to the line. Ethan Emerson, junior quarterback, in the shotgun. In motion. Blake Ellison. Handoff is a dive up the middle, and he'll get 4 yards before he stopped the carry. Gunner Cota.
Looks like Cale Fairbanks on the tackle there.
And they'll give him about 3 yards on that one. Second down and 7 to go. Just past midfield into Napoleon territory for the Golden Eagles. They'll huddle up. Coach Kubiak getting them fired up during the pregame. A very loud Golden Eagles chant to break up their stretching. Shotgun formation again. In the backfield is Coda. And now we have a fake QB keep up the middle. He's got a lot of room. Breaking a couple tackles down to the 20 before he's dragged down from behind. Ethan Emerson on the carry.
Yeah, looked like Emerson might break that one. Tyler Schneider making a nice little shoestring tackle there at the... Where are they there? First and 10,
just outside of the 20-yard line on the 19, or excuse me, the 21. And moving the ball easily so far, two plays into this possession, and Columbia Central offense is clicking.
And we talked about that line, and it sure looks like the first two plays, some assertion.
Shotgun with three wideouts for Emerson. And this time he's back to pass out first and 10. Gets the throw over the middle. Open man in the end zone. Touchdown, Columbia Central. Danny Miller on the reception. And three plays in, Columbia Central marches it into the end zone. Through the air there on the end. A 21-yard touchdown pass. Emerson through the air to Danny Miller. Nice offensive possession, Columbia Central. 10:29 to go, first quarter. 6-0 Golden Eagles.
Boy, I tell you what, that play sprung. I don't know if you caught Gunner Cota there with a nice block. There's a Napoleon Blitzer coming in, and he picked him up and gave him the time needed.
And you could see, and they a little snafu on the snap on the extra point try. He fumbled the football, but I think we're going to whistle it dead. And so on the PAT, they went for a two-point try. A little bit of a trick play because they had the line lined up to the left of the quarterback. But nothing doing there. 6-0, and Columbia Central will kick off. Let's take a one-minute break. We're back with the kick on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
This is Shani Gorell with Your Premier Properties at yourpremierproperties.com. Did you know, as realtors, we're here to assist people in making decisions that make their lives better. You're ready to list your lake home. Did you know, you're not just selling a home, you're selling a lifestyle. Each one of our over 75 area lakes come alive with their own personality. Make sure when you select a realtor, they understand the unique qualities of your lake. This information is key to the marketing of your property. For information on today's Did You Know, visit our Tips and Tricks toolbox at ypprealty.com or call one of our lake specialists at 435-2180.
For over 32 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at Brooklyn Plumbing and Heating.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Kick return team out for Napoleon and fielded at about the 15 by Tyler Owen, and he battles his way out to the 40-yard line before he's stopped by a slew of Columbia Central Golden Eagles.
So on that last touchdown for the two-point attempt, that's one where the coaching staff, I think, for the last couple weeks is like, yeah, we're going to get him, and then the fumble snap.
Just a little miscue, but it takes a little steam out of you, the momentum that you had going after that wonderful offensive possession. Similar look for the Pirates. Shotgun formation.
Here's Tobin McCrum.
Two split out wide. In motion goes Owen, and a pitch to him from McCrum, and read well by the Columbia Central defense. Took it about a yard on the carry. Tyler Owen, the senior back, well, wing for the Pirates.
Yeah, you know, we talk about the Columbia offensive line here. The Napoleon line has maybe one guy on it that even has his driver's license yet. They're young. They have three sophomores and a freshman. So it'll be interesting to see how they can deal with the size of Columbia.
Yeah, the Columbia experienced, and like you said, a little bit bigger in the trenches than Napoleon is, but they'll come out of the huddle. Second and nine. I formation this time, pistol formation, and Tobin McCrum with the hard count. We got to jump off sides, but we'll see who it's going to go against. And I saw a signal for offsides. It's going to go against Columbia Central, so they'll help Napoleon out a little bit with 5 yards and make it second down and four for the Pirates.
Yeah, a little difference in high school ball. The college and pro here, they hopped offsides, tried to get back, but in high school you can't do that, whereas in college you can do that. So
9.5 to go first quarter. Our first quarter all season long brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. Longtime sponsor now for our high school sports coverage here on K105.3 and 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Shotgun here for McCrum. Two wideouts. Owen in motion again this time. Snap for McCrum. Rolling out. Drops it off to Owen. He's got the first down distance. Maybe no. Great tackle to stop him just shy. A little wheel route there for Owen. Just a flip pass by McCrum. And tackled almost no gain after the catch, but he does make it third and about one.
Yeah, it looked like he had some running room, and Gunner Cota came out of nowhere with a nice tackle.
Gunner Cota, name we mentioned a couple times already in the broadcast. Looking like a guy we'll keep our eye on for that player of the game honor at the end.
And a little side thing about Gunner, I think he's the only player out there that's actually a fireman. He works for Brooklyn Township as a fireman. Side information you may not know.
I didn't know that until you told me earlier. Snap to McCrommon. Oh, three different Golden Eagles are in the backfield after the snap, and they'll pull him down for a big loss, making it 4th and 6.
Yeah, it looked like Caleb Ronder's in there leading the way for Columbia on that tackle, although there was a, what do you call a group of eagle? I know there's a gaggle of geese and a murder of crows. Are there a, what are there something for eagles?
I mean, I think if it's birds, it's always a, well, it's not always a flock, you just said. So, and eagles, to me, are really solitary birds anyways. At least for the bald eagle, I don't know about the golden eagle, but...
That's true. You don't see a bunch of eagles.
You usually see a lot of eagles together.
Not like you just saw in Napoleon's backfield.
If I had ever seen that many eagles together at one time, I would be concerned. So it looks like a punt team out for the Pirates. And the punt is away, but it's short. End over end. It does take a Napoleon roll, and it'll die just shy of the 35-yard line. We'll see where they spot him. Look, maybe at the 36. Nope, they got him at the 38-yard line.
Yeah.
So still pretty good field position here for Columbia Central for their second possession. 7:21 to go in the first quarter, brought to you by Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning, and it's a 6-0 Golden Eagles lead on our very first K105.3 Football Frenzy broadcast of the year.
We won't call that a shanked punt, but we'll call it a not probably going to be his best punt of the year.
Yeah.
It's given Columbia a great field position.
And they didn't need but three plays to score last time. They come out with four wide, out of the shotgun. Back to pass is Ethan Emerson. He gives a shoulder fake and goes deep up the sideline. And McCrum actually had a good shot at it as the defensive back. But Mendez got up there in just enough time to disrupt. But that was nearly picked off. It almost looked like McCrum was running that route.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about what a good athlete Emerson is, and he kind of flashed some a little cannon right there too.
Yeah, that was a well thrown ball, and now it looks like we got a flag against Columbia Central, but that's declined, and so it'll be 2nd down and 10.
Clock stop, 7:14 showing.
7:14 to go here, first quarter. Golden Eagles scored on three plays, including a 21-yard touchdown pass. Now with the ball back after a short possession by the Pirates. And we get a tighter formation here than we've seen from Columbia so far. In motion, Emerson fakes, keeps it up the middle, and that QB keep has been effective so far. Give him 16, 17 yards on the carry. And Emerson has this offense moving up the field smoothly.
If these early plays are indication, Cody Fry, who just made that tackle as a defensive back, is going to be busy today.
Yeah, he was in the second level before you knew it. And again, we spotlighted a little bit that offensive line for the Eagles, and they have so far been able to provide ample running space for the QB. He's back up to the line with four wideouts now. Quick out to the receiver, and he's spinning out of a tackle. Stand on his feet, broke that one. And three more Pirates come to take his place. It's going to be close to the first down marker. Aiden Adams on the catch and run. And we'll see where they spot it. They got him just shy of the Napoleon 35. Am I seeing that correctly?
You are.
Okay. And 36.
Aiden Adams. I'm actually by marriage related to Aiden, so I get to spend Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners with him, and that looked like Aiden running up for the extras for dessert.
Brooklyn back to the line. Emerson hands off this time to the back, and he'll spin ahead for about 4 yards on the carry. That is Gunner Coda on the run. And that's good enough for a first down. at the 31.
Vinny Silvestri from Napoleon brings Coda down with help from his buddies.
First and 10 with 5:38 to go first quarter. 6-0 Columbia Central lead in the early going. Beautiful weather out here, blue skies, a little wispy cloud in the background, but great night for our opening football. As the Golden Eagles at the line with three wideouts. Coda in the backfield. Emerson fakes to him. No, he gives on the sweep. And he's got some room. He'll get into the second level and down to about the 15-yard line before he's stopped. That's another 15-yard gain. And a first down for Columbia Central. They continue to move the chains.
Yeah, the Napoleon secondary, it's not probably a good sign when your secondary is the one that having to make all the tackles with their running backs.
First and 10, and they've got it spotted just outside of the 15. Nose of the football on the 15. Emerson works out of that shotgun with Coda in the backfield. And two wide receivers split left, one to the right. And we have maybe had some movement. Gives to Coda, and he's into the end zone. We'll see what the flag is for. I think that might have been some movement on the offensive line before the snap, and that is the call, false start, and we'll bring it back. So the touchdown will not count. And I thought I spotted that movement, and when the flag came out, it kind of became evident.
Well, I tell you what, the last time the Napoleon kids played a football game, they played Lumen Christi. And right now, they got to be feeling like this is some of the same type of size and strength as the Columbia line.
Yeah, look at number 50 as he runs off the field. Matthew Ostrander, 6'2", 240. And that is a powerful-looking kid making his way to the sidelines.
Yeah, Matthew and I have close to the same dimensions, but I think he wears it better.
First and 15 for Columbia Central after the penalty. Four wideouts for Emerson. Takes a snap, rolling out right, looking to throw on the run, gets it away, and just off the hands of the intended receiver, and incomplete. And looks like he was going to Blake Ellison on the play.
Yeah, Blake made a good effort, just couldn't quite haul it in.
And difficult to make that throw on the run like that. I think Cole Partridge, the quarterback here a year ago, was one of the best I've seen in high school at making those throws on the run. And give Emerson a minute as a junior quarterback. That wasn't too far off. I think you'll see a few of those throws completed before he's done at the end of this season.
Yeah, if the first drive and a half has anything to say about it, Emerson looks more than capable.
Out of the shotgun now. And he gives this time. The back runs right up the middle. Gets through a few arm tackles. Finally drug down at the end of the play, but he's just shy of the 5-yard line. Looks like they're spotted about the 7, and that was Sean Thompson on the carry. Junior running back for this Golden Eagle squad.
And Cody Fry dragging him down again. They're in the secondary.
Somebody holding the stat book is counting up those tackles for Fry. He's already had a handful. And we got 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 6-0 Columbia Central on the first quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Three wideouts for Emerson. Two of them split to his right. And this time he fakes the give, keeps, and he makes a dive at the end zone at the end of the play, and he is in, touchdown. Emerson on the QB keep, the zone read, he kept it. And with 3:44 to go first quarter, Columbia Central in control, 12-0 lead over the Napoleon Pirates.
And there again, Emerson's going to get his name in the paper, and that's going to sound good. But, boy, the line, and we talked earlier about the trenches. You can almost just see it from here, the holes that Columbia has to run through.
And when you've got a line like that that's playing that well, early in the game, sometimes you can counter that with effort, but you'll see that wear on the defense late in the game. Right now, the effort's not even been able to counter that. It's just been a bully situation down in the trenches for the Golden Eagles so far. Four wideouts for Emerson. One in motion. He's back to pass for the two-point conversion. Inside. Looks like he had it. Couple chances to reel it in. Tobin McCrum makes a tackle, and he'll drop the football. So 0-for-2 on the PATs. But Columbia Central leaves 12-0 with 3:44 to go. We're back after 30 seconds on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Those old spots are back again. A spill here, a wrinkle there. Every stain tells a story. You forgot just how old it is. Thought about replacing your carpet? Collins Brothers has. They're thinking about it right now. Right now, Collins Brothers is giving you all they got. Free carpet installation with removal, including moving your furniture. All expertly done. No wrinkles, no stains. Call Collins Brothers for a free measurement. Call 782-0298. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson since 1940.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 3:44 to go in our first quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. And Columbia Central in control. Couple of Pirates back deep to return. Tyler Owen returned our previous kick. He's back there along with Tyler Schneider, junior for the Pirates.
And Napoleon might need a couple big special teams plays tonight if they're going to hang around.
Pretty nice kick down to the 10-yard line, fielded by Owen. He goes to the right side, cuts it back, hit in the middle, and he's brought down right about the 21-yard line. Good coverage by the Columbia Central special teams.
Yeah, there again, that was definitely what I will call a group of eagle. So I'm just going to have to look up and find out what that's called,
if there is such a thing. If they've even bothered to give it a name, yeah.
Maybe put one of my research guys on it here in the booth.
I guess that would be me. Now you give me extra chores.
We don't have our own research guy for this?
There's not a guy. Yeah, this is it's a skeleton crew. And the Pirates break the huddle. And so we've got McCrum out of the shotgun. He's got two backs with him and two wide to his left. Takes the snap, rolling out to his left. Now under pressure, goes back the other way, gets it away, and caught. And he's going to get up and run. He went down to his knee, Brian.
I thought he caught it on his knee.
I thought he caught it on his knee, but they don't whistle him dead. And so he gets up and runs. He doesn't get a ton, but he can give him about 3 yards on the carry. Second down.
And that was a big difference. If they blow that dead, that's maybe a 2 yard loss instead of 3 yard gain.
Yeah,
Napoleon won't turn it down.
When it's a game of inches, 5 yards is a big is a big deal. Hey, thanks to Village Peddler Gift Shop out here in Brooklyn for being on the broadcast tonight, supporting the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard here real quick. Concord, 12-0 lead over Hanover Horton right now as McCrum tosses out to the flat. Deep and nice throw. And a good tackling by the Columbia Central Golden Eagles on a play that was right near the first down marker with an opportunity to move the chains, and they'll stop and make it third down and about one.
Yeah, there's another play look like
no,
he hits it. Oh, they're giving him
the
a first. I think they are giving him a first down.
I think that's a generous spot, but
indicated as a first down for the Pirates.
But a nice play, and that guy was standing out in space basically all alone. Tyler Schneider on the reception.
Yeah, Aiden Adams came and got him by himself.
So first and 10 for the Pirates. McCrum takes pitches to Schneider, and he is brought down. Columbia Central able to collapse that offensive line and get into the backfield, so they'll stop him for a 2 yard loss.
You know, I'll commend both teams. Here we are nearing the end of the first quarter, and there have been very few flags in here first game. I mean, you look at the NFL, they have four preseason games to get ready. Here, high school kids playing their first game, and few mistakes so far.
Maybe a scrimmage or two, and even in those scrimmages, you know, they're not watching real closely for those offside and illegal procedure penalties, but in this case... Yeah, you're right. So far about a quarter in with 2:15 to go in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning first quarter. Second down to 12. McCrum back to pass under pressure. Gets it away, though. And he makes the catch, hit immediately. And kudos for staying on his feet after the initial contact. Kill Fairbanks making the catch. And they'll make it third down and manageable here.
That was a nice catch. And to hang on to it as Blake Ellison just came bearing down on him.
He had a good five or six steps worth of momentum to crash into him, and Cale Fairbanks held on and even able to turn it up forward for an extra yard. Third down and five for Napoleon, and they are at the 39-yard line, moving toward midfield. Another out-of-town scoreboard update for Tri-County Water. Northwest, a 14-0 lead over Eaton Rapids in the first quarter at Eaton Rapids tonight. Three wide for McCrum. 1:16 to go. Clock running in the first quarter. And we get some movement for the Pirates receivers, and that's going to be false start penalty and make it third down and 10. And that's a mistake after we had just lauded them for a lack of mistakes. We jinxed them, and they have one that's going to maybe, it's going to make it a lot tougher to convert.
But I am pretty pleased with myself. That's my first official announcer jinx.
It's one to remember.
To take a selfie.
Third and nine, almost 10. This is a big one.
Just shy of 10 yards. Third down. 1:02 on the first quarter clock. And we are going to, we've got four wide, three split left for McCrum. You need 10 yards. He's back to pass. They give him a little time. He rolls out right. Going downfield. And it's up and nearly intercepted. Dropped, and the intended receiver on that one, Kel Fairbanks, turned into a defender real quick when the defender had a shot at that interception.
Yeah, Luke McDorman had it in his hands, but you're right, the receiver turned into defender.
And you'd have a hard time disagreeing with an offensive pass interference call there. He got in there a little early, but overall probably better to make it a no call and just let the Pirates punt here. 44 seconds to go in our first quarter here in the K105.3 Football Frenzy. 12-0 Columbia Central. And the punt, the snap is there. He's looking for space, punts it. Gets it up high, but it doesn't go very long, and that's going to go out of bounds. Still in Pirate territory, it looks like. So they get about... Oh, only about 4 or 5 yards net on that punt.
Yeah, I hear Napoleon's rolling out their punter in that rugby-style kind of punt, and he looked like he was looking and thinking maybe he might go. And, you know, I guess if that's that's going to be the results, you might want to just take a chance because, boy, turning it over to the Columbia offense feels like you're turning it over to 6 points.
Yeah, especially that deep in your own territory. And you're right for how that punt, how the result of it was.
Yeah.
Tucking and running a little bit might have been the right play there because I bet he gets at least a little further than they did right here.
Definitely easier to say afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. On the rollout, Emerson for Columbia Central looking to throw. Now he pulls it down to run. He's got first down yardage. Hit and brought down. Nice stick on the play by Jaden Balmick. But still a good 12 yards before he stopped. It'll be first and 10 for Columbia Central from the Napoleon 25-yard line.
That tackle made by Balnick, Balnick, I don't know if you realize, he's one of the area's best kickers. He's, I think he holds Napoleon record. He had the most point after kicks last year and maybe a school record for longest field goal. I know he kicked a 39-yarder, so defense might be where he's shining today.
Yeah. I saw him kick a 40-yarder in warm-ups. Emerson fakes a handoff, keeps again. They've had success. Nice juke move, getting to the outside. It's a foot race to the pylon, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Columbia Central. And Emerson has factored into three touchdowns in the first quarter for Columbia Central. The clock goes to triple zeros on the first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, and Columbia Central goes to 18-0 after Emerson scampers for 25 yards and a touchdown.
Well, if you're Columbia's coaching staff right now, you have to be more than pleased. And if they can convert this extra, then they are going to be happy.
They're 0-4 on the point after attempts thus far in this one. As GOC Enemy scores fast and furious here for the out-of-town scoreboard. Oakham is 3-0 over Mason right now. And Cincinnati, 7-0 lead over UCLA.
Oh, good.
Tri-County Water, that's delicious stuff. I drink a little bit every day. The snap is down. This time they kick, and it's a deep kick. And it's good. Makes you wonder why they haven't been kicking all along. 19-0 Columbia Central. Let's take a one-minute break at the end of the first quarter. 19-0, the Golden Eagles lead on K105.3.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, end of one here at Columbia Central, just getting ready for the second quarter. 12 minutes on the clock. We'll exchange ends, see if it's if this end of the end zone is the lucky trick here, and Napoleon can maybe get on the board here.
You know, this is one good thing I like about high school football. You don't often see football games at the end of one quarter with a score of 19-0.
That's true.
Kind of an odd score. Unless you're Bobby Boucher's girlfriend, you don't predict that one.
Little Vicky Valancourt reference on the broadcast tonight as we've got it teed up for the Golden Eagles. And again, they send Owen deep to return. Kick is up. It's a low one, end over end. Caught at the 5. And Owen runs to his right, spins up. He's hit, and he's going to be brought down, and he's not going to quite make it to the 25-yard line. Put him about the 22, and that's where Napoleon will take over.
Like the junior Noah King was in on that tackle.
GOC going way out of town for that Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Otsego, 19-0 leaders over South Haven, so they've got the same score we have here. It's not as uncommon as you might think.
Maybe it's not. And I'm happy to hear that. I was wondering what the Otsego score
was. I knew you were curious. Pirates huddled up in a more generous spot than I would have given them at the 24. First and 10. McCrum with two wide, two backs, one behind him in the pistol, one to his left. He pitches out to that pistol back, and Columbia Central with good penetration. They're going to stop him for a loss, moving back to about the 21-yard line. And on the carry, I think I have Patrick Thomas.
Yeah. And another tackle by Gunnar Cota, who seems to be all over the field, both sides of the ball. It's all the firefighting training.
He spends his free time putting out fires, and on the field, he's starting them. 11:20 to go here, second quarter.
I like that, Steve.
You do. It felt corny, but I think it'll play. I think it's all right.
No, I thought it worked.
Nice. Three wide now for McCrum. Three to his right. He's got four wide outs. Trips right, and he's back looking that way. He's got pressure. He gets it away and tries to come back to the football, but incomplete. Cody Fry, the intended receiver on the play. According to GOC, Otsego, great caramel corn.
Better than Michigan Center?
That's not. He's out. GOC loves the Michigan Center caramel corn. So yeah. We'll see if he responds. But for him to say it's great, I know it's got to be high level. He's had his fair share of caramel corn in his 40 to 50 years worth of broadcast experience.
He's in the Carmel Corn Hall of Fame, isn't he?
I think he is. He's, at this point, his blood's 30% Carmel Corn.
I don't want to know the other 30%.
I think you could guess. Three wide now for McCrum, two to his right, and he's out of the shotgun. Takes the snap, rolling right, looking to pass. Gets a little time, gets it out, and to an open receiver, caught. But he'll go nowhere with the football. Actually, probably lost a half yard on the play. Tyler Owen on the reception.
Luke McDorman covered that up quickly. But again, you know, I give Tobin McCrum some credit. I mean, he's just being barreled down on play after play, and he's hanging in there and making good throws. Just not enough time for them to get any ground.
The difference you can really see, too, is the tackling tonight, Brian. When these Napoleon receivers are even getting a chance to catch the football, they're brought down. There's no run after catch. Columbia Central team is just tackling phenomenally tonight. Here's a Napoleon punt. This one a little more effective than some of the others, and they'll get it almost to midfield before it trickles out of bounds at the 48-yard line.
They kind of ditched the rugby-style punt there and went more traditional, and he did get a little better boot off there.
And they'll put it on the 47. Now I feel really bad because I thought I had a good eye on where that one went out of bounds. And I'm still off by a yard. These officials are listening and just trying to make me be wrong.
Well, it's your first game of the year, too. You know, you're not in midseason
form
right,
yet. You're right.
The eyeballs.
I didn't have a preseason to get ready.
Yeah. I think you're doing amazingly well for no preseason.
Trips right for Emerson out of the shotgun. And Mendez in the backfield. He's rolling right. He's got time. Nice job to pick up the block. And he's going downfield in the end zone. He's got a man with a step. Caught. Touchdown. What a throw by Emerson. That went 50 yards in the air on the button to the outstretched arms for Aiden Adams and a touchdown. And what a block by Mendez in the backfield to give it, or Coda in the backfield to give him that extra moment he needed to put all the oop behind that football.
That's twice Coda's picked up somebody to allow Emerson to have that extra time.
Coda is, you know, Emerson's going to rack up a lot of numbers, and he's at this point with 25 points, and he's factored in on every touchdown. It's going to be hard to not look at him for player of the game, but Coda's going to get some unsung hero points for sure. I even got his name wrong initially. The PAT is good. The holds down, kicks up, and it's through the uprights, and they make it 26-0. Columbia Central at home. 10:01 to go, second quarter. And we're back in 30 seconds on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the press box here, Columbia Central, 10:01 to go, first half, 26-0, your hometown Golden Eagles. Way out in front here early, thanks to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, serving the Jackson community since 1988. The right repair is no accident.
So, Steve, this might be way premature, but the show that Ethan Emerson is putting on, is he going to make Eagle fans say Cole Partridge who?
That's...
Is that early?
You got a lot to overcome. It's one day. Cole Partridge definitely left a good legacy behind and was a talented quarterback, but it makes me go, all right, they're not gonna miss him as much, for sure.
That's true.
And they'll certainly not... You know, the question mark at quarterback has already been erased. A low kick, fielded at about the 11, and they go to the right. Dodges the tackler, stays on his feet. Now he's got some room to run into the second tier here. 30, down to 35, and maybe the 37 before he's brought down. Napoleon going going to have close to their best field position of the day. Tyler Schneider on the return.
Yeah, good tackle there by Nico Hilliard.
Out-of-town scoreboard again for Tri-County Water. We've got a 21-14 lead for Northwest out at Eaton Rapids. Mounties had to go on the road today because their home field not complete yet.
Oh.
Some work still to be done. Any project like that had to be weeks behind after all the rain we had this spring.
Well, if I know Jeff Bontrager like I think I do, he's probably out there himself with a shovel working hard.
I agree. Still wearing a suit.
And a smile on his face.
Smiling the whole time. Yep. In motion, Schneider, pitch out, and he's met in the backfield, and he's going to lose about 10 on the play. Penetration from the Columbia Central defense, and nowhere to go for Schneider, and he's going to lose about 8 yards. Second and 18 for Napoleon.
Yeah, Tommy Ronder's in there quickly. And again, I feel like a broken record. They're in the backfield as much as the Napoleon running back.
Right. It almost looks like they started there.
Yeah,
That's how quickly they're getting in there. And Napoleon hasn't done anything, you know, nothing, no quick hitters, nothing up the middle to maybe make those guys stay true. So they're able to just pin their ears back between the pitch outs and the passing. Those defensive linemen know that they're just, let's just go after the quarterback.
Yeah, it's a jailbreak each play.
Four wide for McCrum, and he's back to throw. Gets a man open to the outside, catches, gets up to the initial line of scrimmage, and we get a couple flags coming in. That might be a late hit after he stepped out of bounds. On the reception there is Cale Fairbanks. So again, he gets up to the initial first down mark, and we'll see what the penalty is. Yeah, it looks like maybe personal foul.
Yeah. It's like maybe they got Gunner Coda there with a hit out of bounds, but with Coda's motor, man.
Yeah, and he was tiptoeing the sideline, so it's not as though he was momentum carrying him out and obviously out of bounds. So nothing dirty, just a timing error, and the officials happen to be standing right next to the play.
And that's just so tough. When you're by the sideline, you're not exactly sure where you're bearing down on somebody, and you hit them, and yeah, they're a step out. That's going to happen.
Quick up to the line here, four wide for McCrum, first and 10. At the Columbia Central 49. Chased out of the pocket, and McCrum's going to get you to about the 45 on the play, but we did have a flag come out early where it may be offside or could be a false start penalty. And we'll look for the call here from the official. He's going to call offside, it looks like, unless he's just got his hands on his hips because he's tired. They'll pick the flag up, it looks like.
Either picking it up or waving to Steve Boyle up in the press box.
So you got it right, Steve. I was just tired. Second down and 6.
Tell you who else is going to be tired at halftime and need an extra water is Tobin McCrum. I mean, that guy's running for his life.
Another score coming in for us. Western leading Whitehall right now at the end of 1. So the Panthers, after a deep run in the playoffs last year, starting off the season with a 7-0 lead. GLC coming in with that same score. Second down and about 6. McCrum out of the shotgun again. Trips right. They have not really done many run plays here. He's been looking to pass, and he's back. And this time he'll go up the middle. Lofts one. He's got a man with a step. Up for a battle of one-handed catch. What a catch. Jump ball between the receiver and the defender, and it's Cody Fry coming down with it. He tipped it up and came down with his right arm one-handed. And a huge play for Napoleon. Deep into Golden Eagle territory for the first time. First and 10, and I think they've got him right on the 10-yard line. Inside the 10. First and goal.
We will not see many catches better than that. I mean, that looked like an interception.
Yeah.
In his hands, and Fry just came one-hand tipping it.
One-hand catch going to the ground, reels it in, and Napoleon quick to the line again. Four wide for McCrum, two to each side. out of the shotgun, and he's back to pass again. This time he was chased out of the pocket left, and he had a receiver coming across. Before he's dragged down, he does get the pass away incomplete. Second down and goal from the 9-yard line. 7.5 to go first half. 26-0 Columbia Central lead. Napoleon knocking on the door. And there's been about three or four times, Brian, where it looked like McCrum was kind of throwing it away in a way that it could be intentional grounding or a problem. And then always a receiver comes into frame, and you just think, gosh, Tobin McCrum really knows where his players are supposed to be.
That's a good awareness by McCrum, or good play design, one of the two.
Or they just must. those receivers are hustling to that ball.
Well, at this point, I think they know they have about 2 seconds to get open.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, a lot of penetration from this Columbia Central defense, and now we'll get a timeout from the Pirates. They recognize that this is important possession, and they want to see what they can do to get into a touchdown. Let's go ahead and take a one-minute break, and we'll come back after the timeout on second down and goal for the Pirates on K105.3.
What do you think of when you hear the Hunt Club? Steak bites, deer ears, Wiley fries, Dale's dills, stacked sandwiches, pizzas, juicy hamburgers. Is your mouth watering yet? Whatever you're craving, the Hunt Club has what you desire. The kids love the arcade, you'll love the huge selection of beverages, and you'll all leave happy and full. So before the game, during the game, or after, bring your friends, your thirst, and your appetite to the Hunt Club, Jackson's gathering place for 40 years. Modern Waste Systems of Napoleon would like to wish both Columbia and Napoleon the best of luck in tonight's game. Modern Waste Systems offers residential and commercial services, but if you'd like to dump your own trash, you can use the Modern Waste Transfer Station located at 7219 Brooklyn Road, right next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Commercial, residential, recycling. Find it all with Modern Waste Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Boyle, Brian Haynes out of the huddle in the timeout. McCrum rolling right out of the shotgun, gets a throw to the corner of the end zone, and he left it short. Well covered over there, but had a shot at the catch. Intended receiver Tyler Owen on the play.
And again, between Rounders and Coda and even some others, man, McCrum's going to have nightmares of flocking eagles at him.
He's going to be seeing navy blue jerseys in his sleep tonight as he prepares for the long holiday weekend. High school football tomorrow night. Early kickoff, though, 5 o'clock, Lumen Christi and Kalamazoo. It's Kalamazoo Hackett Catholic Prep or Kalamazoo United. I've seen several different names, the Irish over there. Good squad. And a nice way to start the season for the Lumen Christi Titans, three-time defending Division 6 state champs. And they'll open their season tomorrow on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, brought to you by Minute Man Sewer and Drain Cleaning. And you can listen online at WKHM.com if you don't want to make it out to Kalamazoo, or maybe you can't. It's a 5 o'clock kick. Maybe you don't have, after work, you don't have time to get over there. Tune it in on the radio as our high school football coverage getting started tonight. And we've got a second down. And what do we got, 22? Are they moving back on a penalty here?
Yeah.
And now we get another flag in the air, and it looks like it's going to be a false start.
Before we get started, another penalty flag.
And again, when you're the inexperienced lineman of Napoleon and you're just looking at the Columbia guys that have just been blowing by you, you understand why you want to get there and get in position quickly.
And get a quick jump off the snap also. You want to be able to get whatever advantage you can get over these guys who've been bowling you over here for, for now, what, 17 minutes?
Yep.
And a half, whatever. I'm bad at math. 7:24 to go here in the first half, though. 26-0 Columbia Central lead. Napoleon pushes themselves back even a little further here. And about 28 to go. McCrum passes up the middle. Man alone, he's got the catch, breaks the tackle into the end zone. Touchdown, Pirates. Tyler Owen. You go about 24 yards through the air for McCrum to Owen. And how did he get that open in the middle? And that might be the first open field tackle we've seen Columbia Central miss. And a fantastic throw and catch. And put the Pirates on the board, 26-6.
That was another great throw by McCrum. And again, we mentioned earlier, he's made good throws, just not enough time. He had an extra second.
Yeah. The right play call at the right time. Gets the Pirates into the end zone with 7:16 to go first half. Extra point attempt is up. And waiting for the signal. They say it's good. It looks good from here. 26-7. Pirates on the board. Columbia Central get the ball back with 7:16 to go in the half. We'll be back after 30 seconds on K105.3.
The kids are back to school, and Brembo of Homer, Michigan, one of the Jackson area's premier employers, would like to remind you that they are just 15 minutes west of Jackson. Working at Brembo means you'll have more time for recitals, performances, games, and more family dinners. Brembo offers tremendous wages and benefits, which means you'll spend less time budgeting and more time enjoying life. Apply today at Brembo.com and click on the Employment tab. Brembo of Homer, Michigan is an equal opportunity employer.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the press box here at Columbia Central High School on a beautiful weather night. Late August, our opening game of high school football on the Football Frenzy. All season, though, you can come out to our pregame tailgate broadcasts and have a chance to fall into cash. How about $1,053, Brian? Could you use $1,053, or would you just blow it on betting college football games?
Well, what one man calls blow it, I call investing. Boy, Steve, I tell you what, that touchdown, not only important for the score, but just to keep Napoleon's D off the field for a minute.
And they pooch a little kick on the kickoff, and it's caught and fielded. So I guess you take away the option of the return, but maybe if they're not ready for that little pooch, you run down there and get an onside kick. But the field position, not much worse than they've had, or not much better than they've had anyway, on their possession so far. Columbia Central will start with first and 10 at their own 43-yard line.
Yeah, when you're Napoleon and you've watched what Columbia's done to you so quickly, too, does field position even seem to matter?
Right.
For Emerson.
You know, yeah, you just got to go out and make some tackles.
Yeah.
The offensive line has held steady right there, the man in the middle for the Eagles. I got to get that number because he does not look as big as the rest of those linemen, but he's getting the job done. Another snap to Emerson. He fakes the give. He's going to keep, and he's going to get strung out there. He turns it upfield a little bit as he gets to the sideline, but one of the better defensive plays by the Pirates so far to keep contained on the end. And, that's a really generous spot. I would have given him about 3 yards back. I guess they're closer to the field than me, so I'll trust their judgment.
Yeah, here you think Owen and Balnick did a great job stringing that play out, and you're thinking, okay, that's 1 or 2 yards, and boom, it's six.
Just a tremendous feat by Emerson to turn that upfield and tiptoe the sideline to get himself up to a 2nd and 4. Columbia Central on their own 49-yard line, flirting with midfield and Pirate territory. Shotgun here for Emerson. And back in the backfield with him, Sean Thompson. And Thompson will take the give. Cuts it to the outside. Turn it upfield. He's got first down yardage. He's going to keep it going to the sideline. Still on his feet. Pushed out of bounds at the 32-yard line. And another big gain for the Golden Eagles. Sean Thompson on the carry. He got confronted just a step past the line of scrimmage. Kicked it outside. And turned it upfield. And a big gain. But we do have a Columbia Central player down on the field right now being attended to by the trainer. His helmet's off. And he's clearly in pain. And I would guess, based on the way it was writhing, that it could be one of his arms or maybe something like ankle-related. And they're not getting him off the field right now. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second break here with 6:56 to go in the first half as he gets to his feet. No, we'll keep it here. He is going to get to his feet, and now he's even jogging a little bit off the field. So
that was Bryce Gilbert down, but the maybe way he's jogging off, he looks, yeah.
And he's holding his stomach, maybe a rib or something, but he did. I've had a broken rib, and you wouldn't have jogged off the field if that was the case. So maybe just lost his wind or took a poke in the side. But I'm guessing he may be all right. So we won't take the break. We'll stick it here with 6:56 to go, and they'll spot that at about the 28-yard line.
Now I'm kind of interested in your broken rib story.
Oh, it's nothing. It's not as far downfield the spot as I thought it was. They got him at the 33. I got hit by a car. In my car. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Nothing. There's nothing spectacular about the broken rib. In motion. Takes the give. Coming across in a jet sweep. And strung the play out. This time they will make the stop hook after only a yard or two. Coming across to the jet sweep was Blake Ellison, but good defense by the Napoleon Pirate line.
We've called Cody Fry's name quite a bit already, and that was another good tackle. They were trying to block him and bounce him outside, but Cody was there keeping him where he's supposed to.
Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update again. That Northwest Eaton Rapids game is now tied at 21.
Big Greyhound comeback.
The Greyhounds. The only Eaton Rapids in the world.
6 minutes left in the first half.
Says on their sign. Three split right for Emerson. Little movement from that Pirate line, and the offside will stop the play dead. Second down and 9, and they give him 5 yards with the offside penalty. A little anxious
on the Pirates.
For the Pirates.
It is offside.
So after their first real nice defensive stop, and the next play they give up one of those little penalties that eat away at you. And when you look back, you go, how many more opportunities would we have had without those?
And right now this is a Columbia offense that does not need help.
No. 26-7, our score was 6 minutes to go first half. Four wide for Emerson. With Sean Thompson in the backfield. Fakes the give, and Emerson keeps, dances through the middle, and gets into the second level, and he's got a race to the end zone. Making it look easy at this point. Emerson in for 6. And the Golden Eagles on the scoreboard one more time. 32-7. Great feat by Ethan Emerson.
And again, we're going to say his name, and it was a great run, but there again, I saw Blake Ellison block. Right after he got picked up already about his first 8 yards, it really sprung the rest of the way. All the Eagles pitching in today.
Yeah, the offense running exactly like you draw it up. Coach Kubiak has got his guys prepared very well tonight, and they're showing it on the field with a 32-7 lead and a chance to make it 33 with the extra point attempt. Snap is up. Hold is good. Kick's a little low, but it looks like it's through the uprights from here. The officials agree. And at 33-7 with 5:46 to go first half, we'll take a 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
This is Steve Meckley from Flavor Fruit Farms with some exciting news. On top of our delicious donuts, amazing food, and hard ciders, we are now offering our very own craft beer. Stop in. We are open Sunday through Friday until 6, and Saturdays we're open until 10 p.m. with live entertainment, rain or shine.
This weekend, don't miss Vic, Jamie, and Zoe live.
Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms is now featuring our own craft beers, located on South Jackson Road, 1/2 mile north of U.S. 12.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 5:46 to go, first half, 33-7. Stay tuned with us at halftime for the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. We'll take a look at those out-of-town scores we've been updating throughout the half. And look back at the scoring plays and stats from the first half.
I'm thinking we're going to mention Ethan Emerson in our halftime report.
I think his name will come up a time or two or five.
He's thrown a couple, run for a couple, directed the band, and aced his biology test today, I heard. It's a good day for Ethan.
He's rolling today. And he's got the Labor Day holiday to look forward to rest. And he just kicked off, too.
And kicked the last extra point.
On the return, Napoleon, and the return for Snyder. And he'll just get it to the 27. Napoleon's kind of on the return. They've kind of settled into that guy's going to catch it and run to his right. It's happened every time. Is this a real elaborate setup
And I feel
so that one time later in the game, you can go left and everybody will be caught off guard.
I feel Nico Hilliard has figured that out, too. He must be their special teams expert because he's been in on each special teams tackle on these kickoff returns, which has been how many now?
He's the Steve Tasker of Columbia Central football.
Way to go, Nico.
So we get just two wide receivers from McCrum this time. Out of the shotgun. In motion is Schneider. And there's a give to the back because Patrick Thomas, and excuse me, that was Owen in motion. Thomas takes the carry, and he stopped for a loss of about 4 yards.
Yeah, that tackle was made by sophomore Cam Adams. First time we said his name, but that's Aiden's younger brother. I can't say smaller brother because Cam is actually 6'3", whereas Aiden's 6 foot. So,
yeah. And when you're 6'3", there are not a lot of people who bigger than you around, though Columbia Central's got a couple of different guys on their sideline right now who can make a claim to being bigger than 6'3".
Yeah, Jesse Sumner might have something to say about that.
5 minutes left in the first half, 33-7.
So we come out of the huddle here with second down at about 14 from their own.
Napoleon Pirates, Tobin McCrum.
Just their own 22-yard line. McCrum out of the shotgun again, this time four wide. And he's back, rolling out right, just tosses it away. And in that play, he clearly was just getting rid of the football. And they'll throw a flag for an intentional grounding on that one. And as I gave him a pass and said earlier, it looks like he always had a receiver nearby. And that play, he did not. And they'll penalize him for it. 4:37 to go in the half, 33-7. Golden Eagle lead right now. At 8 o'clock on K105.3, WKHM FM HD2, Brooklyn, Jackson, WKHM FM. Football Frenzy brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Big thank you to Village Peddler Gift Shop out here in Brooklyn supporting the Golden Eagles. And we'll mention XL Staffing as well. If you're looking for employment, they've got plenty at XL Staffing. XCELstaffing.com.
Yeah, Dave White does a heck of a job down there.
Yeah, they're wonderful people. I've had good experiences with everybody over there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, Napoleon even is entertaining thoughts of being in this game. This drive is big because if they give the ball back to Columbia with 2.5 minutes or to go, that you feel like that's going to be another touchdown. So, big drive here.
Yeah. Well, third and infinity here, too. They'll have to just get something, hopefully, big, and they try to send a quick pass and a fly route to number 32 on the squad, and that is Cody Fry. And just, I don't know, the throw didn't quite go where the route was going, but he had to get it away quickly. As you know, he's got pressure coming at all times. So it doesn't really doesn't work out. Now you got a fourth, and again, it's about, what do we got, about 40 yards to a first down marker. It's not quite that much, but it feels that way. And for the way the Napoleon punting game has gone so far, you're looking at Columbia Central with about 4.5 minutes and a real short field at this point. The punt, that's the best boot of the game so far, nice and high, and it takes a Napoleon roll. And a nice job by the Pirates to get out of deep trouble. And it'll go out to the 38. And that's only 2 yards beyond where the first down marker had been, except they had lost a lot of yard between penalties and tackles.
Yeah, they had. It must have been fourth and all the way to Shady's for a first down.
Or the Village Peddler gift shop. 4:28 to go on this one. Columbia Central offense back on the field, led by Ethan Emerson, who has just been on fire here in the first half with his legs and his arm. He's got three wide receivers. This time he hands it off. Coda's going to gash through there. He's going to get about 9 yards before he's dragged down. And just shy of a first down, but a nice play once again on the carry for Gunnar Coda.
After a 9-yard gain, another good tackle by, take a guess, Cody Fry.
It's just one of those situations where there's little things you notice, Brian, and it looks like when the Napoleon defenders are making tackles, they're making them from behind and pulling a guy down. And on the other side, Columbia Central's are making tackles from the front and pushing guys backwards. So they go with the shotgun, and again, three wideouts for Emerson. And he'll hand off to Coda again. He gets out to the right side. He's got room into the secondary, cutting back up. Someone's pulling on him from behind. He keeps the legs chugging. He is going to get brought down, and it's going to be about the 7-yard line. And, geez, that's another 25-yard scamper for the Golden Eagles. And the offense continues to fire on all cylinders.
Not sure how the firehouse is set up in Brooklyn, but if there is that hole that you get to jump on the pole and slide down, I feel like Coda must feel like he's going through that hole right now. They're big holes. He's going through untouched.
I don't believe they have a pole, but...
Well, I think all firehouses have poles in my mind, so I'm going to go with that.
All right. I know you're picturing an old New York firehouse. Emerson takes the snap, gives it again, and Coda continues to carry the load here, and he's going to get stopped at about the 2, and that'll make it second and goal for Columbia Central. And maybe I gave him too much. Now, I was too generous this time. They're going to put him on the 3.
That's a nice tackle there by 77, and I'm looking at my list, and I don't have a name to go with 77, which is too bad because that was one of the few tackles. Like you said.
I thought I had edited it.
Oh, okay.
For you. Josh Adams is number 77.
Josh Adams,
Junior
I'm sorry.
Josh Adams for the Pirates.
High school football is back for them. The crisp fall air. Boy, oh boy.
Shotgun for Emerson. Gives Dakota again and.
Driving up the gut right there, threatening to
the
score.
Eagles player signal touchdown, but it looks like he was stopped on the goal line. And they'll have to do it again on third down.
1 yard left for the Golden Eagles.
We'll call that a small victory for Napoleon.
2 minutes, 19 seconds to go. Yeah, you'd love to stop them here on third and short. Make them decide whether or not they want to kick it or go for it on fourth down. A chance, a big stop here would be a nice piece of momentum as you head to the locker room if you're the Pirates. With still 2 minutes on the clock in the half and a chance to maybe put some more points on the board. Emerson with Coda in the backfield. And they'll give it to him again. He goes out to the right side, and this time he won't be denied. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Gunner Coda. And with 1:47 to go, first half, 39-7, Columbia Central lead. Comfortably in front in this one, and the offense continues to operate seemingly at will. Though Napoleon did put up a nice little goal line fight here. Late in the half. Now we got an unsportsmanlike penalty coming in. A little celebration penalty maybe against Columbia.
Just a little trash talk with your town, the town next to your rival, right?
You know, I don't have a problem with them flagging them, but I also don't feel like it's, I don't want to hammer anyone because you're a high school kid who's having a good game and you're excited about it. Maybe just comes out sometimes in the wrong way, or at least the officials think it was the wrong way. So,
yeah, and you're playing a sport where you expect these kids to be, I mean, let's face it, as a coach, you're wanting to be an animal out there. You talk about that, and then you got to dial it back, and that is tough.
15-yard penalty.
We got a slew of out-of-town scores to update you on coming up at the half for Collins Brothers floor covering. And so looks like we're going to assess the penalty onto the extra point try.
You know, interesting enough, you say we have a slew of out-of-town scores. I believe it is a slew of Eagles.
Oh, really? That can't be real. Is that an official?
That's an unofficial.
Can we get Steve Irwin on the phone here? He's the only guy I can think of that might know.
I'm not sure Steve Irwin's with us.
He doesn't have, right. I mean, they don't have a phone line to him, but maybe one of his kids learned that before his unfortunate passing. Hey, Wes Chaddick in the crowd tonight.
There was a Keegan Devine sighting, too.
There you go. And so they'll stop the extra point try. Another. Did they call it good? No, it's good. Extra point kick. I thought I saw it falter, but they do get it to go. And at 40-7 with 1:47 to go, let's take another 30-second commercial break here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
The Restore on Prospect and Jackson.
Featuring gently used furniture
and home goods with all proceeds from the sales benefiting
the Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity. New items come in daily.
So it's like a different store.
A different store. Every time you come in.
For college dorm rooms.
Shabby to chic projects.
Gently used appliances.
Gift ideas.
The Restore.
The Restore.
The Restore.
The Restore.
The Restore.
Help build a better community with the Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity.
Prospect and Jackson.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, just a minute 47 from the halftime here for Collins Brothers floor covering. And the Columbia Central offense has been seemingly unstoppable with a 40-7 lead in the first half. And now,
all right, we will assess the unsportsmanlike.
Now we'll assess the unsportsmanlike penalty. So a chance for Napoleon to get some decent field position here with under 2 minutes left to score before they go into the locker room. At the 25-yard
line. Napoleon's return game's been decent tonight. I could see them getting across the 50 here. Give McCrum a couple seconds to throw one. You never know.
It's one of those good nights for the cheerleaders here at Columbia Central. They do push-ups at every score, and so they've got themselves they're going to have a good workout before the night's over with 40-plus every time from here on out. The kick is up. It's a low one, and it's going to bounce at the 29 and then slide out of bounds. And so we'll get a flag.
That is a penalty.
And so if you're Napoleon, couple things going your way right now. Let's shout out the Columbia Central cheerleaders here real quick. Michaela Davenport, Lindsay Stiles, Jensen Tumas, Brooke Way, Lauren Hitt, Chloe Kerr, Madison Curtis Rose, Riley Steinke, Jennifer Felsner, Michaela Fall, Maya Riker, Kaylin Weber, Carly Warner, and Chanel Spalding.
They're going to need some props because I'll tell you what, they're going to be ripped before the season's over with all the push-ups they're going to be doing.
Yeah, if this offense plays this way week in and week out, these girls are going to be in the best shape of their life.
Although a couple of them that I saw, I don't know that they could be counted as official Marine-style push-ups. I'm not sure they were going all the way down on some of those, but we're at 40, so I get it. I'm glad we don't have to do that, Steve.
I know. I thought, I was like, what if we implemented some sort of a program? It'd be nice to get in shape, but I'd be winded and useless for the second half of this broadcast.
It'd be jumping jacks. Is that still a thing? Who has jumping jacks anymore?
I frequently do jumping jacks. I'm from the old school, Brian. First and 10 for the Pirates at the 50-yard line. Knows the football right on the 50 here. With 1:47 to go, 40-7, they trail. And this is some of their best starting field position at this point. Though we do have officials confabbing over here at the 40. And Coach Kubiak from the sideline trying to help influence the decision. And now we'll get an official coming over to explain the decisions. And I love a high school football coach leading 40-7 and still just riding the officials about every single call if they can. McCrum out of the snap, quick throw, and he's got an open man, and he tries to get away from that tackle. And again, great tackling in the open field by these Columbia Central defenders. So even though he makes the catch near the first down marker, Tyler Owen, they stop him before he can add a couple yards. They'll make it second down and about three.
Yeah, Luke McDormand has been draped upon the Napoleon receivers.
Four wide from McCrum. He's back in a quick throw again outside. And that's an open guy. He'll have some yards after the catch. No, he gets about one and another solo tackle out there in the open field to catch Tyler Schneider. He does move the chains, but another fantastic tackle by Columbia Central.
I think that was Sean Thompson. Things moving a little quicker here. Maybe slow down Columbia's pass rush. They might want to think about this.
1:03 to go first half. McCrum sets up in the shotgun with three wide receivers to his right, one to his left. And he's rolling out right, quick throw again. And this time beyond the outstretched hands of the intended receiver, Kale Fairbanks, incomplete. Second down and 10.
Yeah, McDormand there again. And again, I would think being a Columbia defensive back would be a fun job. You know, you can definitely crowd up on the line. You know a throw's coming in the first 2 seconds. So,
yeah, you don't have to worry about a double move or anything like that. You know it's coming quickly because your D line is getting penetration.
There will be no double moves today.
No pump fake.
No.
Fooling you. Although, if he had a second and could do that, it might be a huge opportunity. Yeah. McCrum getting a little time, takes his time, throws up the middle. That was one that went for a touchdown earlier in the game. This time nearly picked off, and luckily incomplete. Third down and 10 for the Pirates. They are still at the Columbia Central 37-yard line.
Yeah, I think Sean Thompson's eyes got big on that one. He saw a pick and some running room and went through his hands.
45 seconds to go here in your first half. Having a good time here with Columbia Central and Napoleon, and the Columbia Central homestands have been a little bit quiet here, comfortably in front. Normally raucous crowd, though the cheerleaders have been doing a good job keeping them into the game. Third down play. McCrum lets one go deep. And that one is nearly picked off. It goes between two different Columbia Central defenders' hands and falls incomplete. Intended receiver on the play was Cody Fry.
Yeah, McDormand and I believe Hilliard were both there, and I think it was a question of, are you going to get it? Am I going to get it? And neither of them got it.
38 seconds to go in the half. Fourth down and 10. You're in Columbia territory. I think you go for it here almost definitely. 40-7, you trail. And you got to hope your defense can stand up if this is an incomplete pass or a run that gets tackled. You got to hope your defense can stand here for 30 seconds or so before you head to the locker room.
Which is iffy.
It's no guarantee. The big play capability exists. McCrum holds it down, steps up in the pocket, gets it out, and just through the outstretched hands of Tyler Schneider. He was open, or rather, McCrum threw it where only he could get it, and it just went through his hands and incomplete. Turnover on downs, but a nice throw by McCrum.
McCrum did a nice job of stepping up in the pocket there and kind of avoiding that pressure coming from the outside. And I thought earlier, you know, there might be some room for even a quarterback draw in the second half or something, you know, invite that pressure in and then go right up the middle for McCrum.
Yeah, that'll be something that we'll look to see, because you're right, it seems like the right call. And I thought he was going to take off there, but instead he threw it. Was the right move, just the receiver couldn't pull it in. And now Emerson throwing on the run, and he's nearly picked off. Emerson. And now we'll get a flag coming out late.
By number 7, Tyler Owens.
It looks like that maybe a little extracurricular activity after the play between your center and one of the defenders. And it looks like Columbia Central knows it, and they're starting to walk it back.
That might have been the first mistake I've seen Emerson make today. And that was a tough rollout pass. It went through Napoleon Tyler Owens' hands.
Did we get an offsetting penalties? So we're going to leave the marker there.
Yeah, I'm not seeing him march it off anyplace, so.
27 seconds. And now Coach Kubiak's getting the explanation. And now it's a timeout for the Golden Eagles with 27 seconds and a 40-7 advantage. Talk it over and see what they can do to make something happen here to end the half.
Well, yeah, you'd want to get it up to 47 by half. It's an important 27 seconds if you're the Eagles.
They'll pull them to the sideline. Let's take a one-minute break here on the broadcast, and we'll come back and wrap up this first half and get to the halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering on K105.3.
Perfect your water and maximize your peace of mind with the new Eco Water System from Tri-County Water. Eco Water Systems, a Moorman Water Berkshire Hathaway company, is going further to improve water and comfort at home with the introduction of its next generation of water treatment products. The new HydroLink Plus Wi-Fi technology makes it possible to monitor and manage your water systems and water usage via a smartphone, tablet, or computer from virtually anywhere. This technology has been enhanced with a new infrared salt sensor that alerts you when the salt is low and needs refilling. This unique sensor will also automatically set the level of salt after a refill for optimal convenience. This new technology is now available on water softeners, iron and odor filters, and reverse osmosis purification systems. To learn how to get these products installed in your home, visit TriCountyWater.com to schedule a free in-home water analysis today.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Out of the timeout, shotgun for Emerson. Takes the snap, rolls right, looking downfield. He's got a man deep. Throw is there, and he bobbled it. He had nothing but green space in front of him, and he can't reel it in. Intended receiver is Aiden Adams. And he just couldn't quite grab on.
Right through his fingertip. Tips. Boy, you know, that last, before we went to break there, there was an unsportsmanlike penalty assessed on Columbia. So here it's second and, 25? And that's the confidence they have in their offense. They're still calling the timeout to try to set up another scoring play.
And it's actually a third down at this point.
Yeah, now, yeah. Yep.
20 seconds to go, 40-7 advantage, Columbia Central, with three wideouts for Emerson. And this time it looks like he gives Dakota, and he's going to run off tackle, dragged down from behind. He'll get a couple yards, but not much. And now we got a little extracurricular, and this one's getting a little chippy, and we'll get a flag coming in from the sideline. And I can't tell if that's one of those scenarios where the guy who incited it might not get in trouble, but the guy who retaliated will. And the official's talking it over. This last 27 seconds or so has taken quite a while, with 8 seconds left until the half. Columbia Central still in the lead here, but we'll see who they're going to call that on.
Yeah, you know, we talk about the rivalry between Columbia and Napoleon, and here we have a lopsided score, let's be honest. And both sides, you know, Columbia guys wanting to let the Napoleon guys hear it. Napoleon, I'm probably not happy about what's going on. So sure, we're likely to see some chippiness here in the second half, too.
No surprise whatsoever. This time it'll go against the Pirates, so we'll walk it off a little bit, and Columbia Central will have a much easier try here on fourth down. With 8 seconds, you got to be looking to score if you're even thinking about it.
So what do you think here, Steve? Will Coach Kubiak still put this one up in the air with 8 seconds to go, or is he happy with a 40-7 halftime lead?
I expect that if he threw it on second down, and I don't know why he wouldn't do it now, even closer.
And call a timeout.
Make sure he gets out of bounds at the end of the play. No, they let it run out. Did they start it? I don't know how. The clock never started. They must have set the football down, and that must have put the play, because he ran it. So, whatever. We're at the half. It's 40-7. Columbia Central well in front, and it's been Ethan Emerson, the story of the game so far. You know, you got to replace somebody who is a four-year starter here in Cole Partridge, and I think a lot of question marks were erased, and you feel real confident with Ethan Emerson leading your football team, and you feel real confident about a lot of stuff if you're Columbia Central after that first half of action.
Sure do, and even just watching him leave the field right now, you see a confident, fast run from the Columbia players headed to their prospective huddles, and Napoleon kind of just jogging, looking beat down at the moment.
Yeah, scenario. This is where your coaching comes in, and if you're the Napoleon Pirate coaching staff, Derek Schell and his crew are going to have to light a fire to these these kids and get them back out here with some energy in the second half to see if they can't cut into this 40-7 lead. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the halftime break for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We'll come back and look at the first half stats. We got the MHSAA on board this halftime with their This Week in High School Sports segment. And we're just minutes away from the second half exciting action here in the K105.3 Football Frenzy. So 2 minute break, and we'll be right back with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Those old spots are back. Again, a spill here, a wrinkle there. Every stain tells a story. You forgot just how old it is.
Thought about replacing your carpet? Collins Brothers has.
They're thinking about it right now. Right now, Collins Brothers is giving you all they got. Free carpet installation with removal, including moving your furniture. All expertly done. No wrinkles, no stains. Call Collins Brothers for a free measurement. Call 782-0298. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson since 1940.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal, Superintendent of Jackson Public Schools. Thanks to the support of our 2018 bond, construction is well underway with new furniture and technology, security features in every building. Jackson Public Schools offers the most AP classes in the county, and with a growing young fives to give your child the perfect start to kindergarten to an early college where they can earn up to 60 credits, Jackson Public Schools is the place where our community comes together. If you want the very best for your child, choose JPS. Believe the hype and go Vikings!
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
School is back in session, and the Jackson YMCA knows the day doesn't end when the school bell rings. The YMCA bus-in program serves the needs of working parents by providing a safe and caring place for elementary-age children after school. The YMCA Blue Bus brings Jackson-area students to the downtown Y after school for games, crafts, swimming, dinner, and more. Also available is the on-site program at Paragon. Financial assistance is available. Sign up today for the Jackson YMCA bus-in program, a great way to end the school day. Visit Jackson YMCA. YMCA.org.
High school football on K105.3. It's the halftime report. Now back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half. Yeah, we had that. Thank you, though. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes getting some halftime updates here on making sure we got everybody's number right on the roster. Seems that there's always a couple kids who, I don't know, get called up late or have to change jerseys for some reason. So sorting that out here at the half. But we know one jersey number that's been right on all day, and that has been Ethan Emerson, who has taken over the reins at quarterback this season and immediately had an impact. And just great feet. And that has led to some very nice throws. His footwork is solid in the pocket, able to get away a big, deep throw if he needs to. And that fancy footwork has got him dancing through holes and making long runs, too. Running, throwing, seems to be the total package so far.
Don't forget kicking. He's got a couple point afters, too.
Unbelievable first half performance by Ethan Emerson at quarterback for Columbia Central. He's been aided, though, as we mentioned, by some great blocking from his backfield, especially when you see Mendez, you see Coda, you see Sean Thompson, all giving him extra time on plays or taking out a linebacker to free him for an extra 5 or 10 yards. So while Emerson is going to load the stat book tonight, it looks like he's not doing it alone with the offensive line, and again, great blocking from his backs and receivers.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to give a little more love to the line and let the listeners know their names, too, because they definitely have been a difference in this. And again, it's easy to call Emerson's name, but when you have the time he's had compared to the time McCrum has had, it's been a world of difference.
Yeah, and we talked about the size on the line, and some of these kids are big and experienced, but you've got a senior center out there, Carter Wilbur, 5'7", 150. That's not a big kid. Holding his own down there that size is just just impressive, and it's been tremendous to watch tonight. Columbia Central out to a 40-7 lead, and they'll look to add to that in the second half. I do want to check out, before we go more into the stats and the numbers and the players' analysis from the first half, I do want to shout out our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. I got a ton of scores, and we'll look for more updates when we get them. But right now we got Concord, 25-7 lead over Hanover Horton. Homer, 6-0 lead at Michigan Center at the half. Or that's in Homer, right?
Yeah, that is in Homer.
Olivet, 20-6 leaders over Lansing Sexton. Grass Lake, 21-6 over Stockbridge. Lansing Eastern, 21-0. That was, forgive me for not getting the opponent there. I had it. Lansing Eastern, Owosso. And Eastern's lost 38 straight. So the 21-0 lead, they're on way to breaking that streak, which is, I'm sure, very welcomed.
Owosso might not want you to know their name.
they ask to be left off of that. Clinton was a 21-0 leader over Manchester. Blissfield, 14-0 over Whiteford. We had, at last check-in, Northwest 21-21 with Eaton Rapids. I'm sure that might have changed. Pauamo, Westphalia, 7-0 over defending Division 8 state champ Reading. And that's going to be a good Reading team again this year, but Pauamo, Westphalia has a very good program too, so that's got to be a knockdown drag out over there.
Pauamo Athletics are just good right now. They have
basketball
titles, footballs. They're a machine at the moment.
So a lot of scores coming in. And at last check-in, the Western Panthers were leading Whitehall 7-0 over there in Deering Road. So there is your Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Shout out to our buddy Kyle Klinger, the water guy over at the radio station. So back to our analysis here of the Napoleon Pirates. We talked a lot about Columbia Central. Napoleon, it's been a one-man show. Tobin McCrum, he's going to throw his arm out by the end of the night. How often he's been passing and with limited success, but at the times he's been successful, it's been very successful. He did have a nice touchdown pass to get him on the board. And that was to, I believe, Tyler Owen, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if you caught that one.
That was to Owen. Yep.
Thank you. All right. Yep. Good memory, Steve.
and you know what, Napoleon, another name we've mentioned a lot has been Cody Fry. A lot on defense. Cody unofficially has 7 tackles at the half, which, you know, good for Cody.
Solid game. They've needed him. And so another update, just to be certain, at the half, Western leads Whitehall 7-6. So let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the halftime. We'll listen to the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment. I'll take a couple minutes, and then we'll come back and get ready for second half football. Halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering here from Columbia Central. 40-7, the Golden Eagles lead the Napoleon Pirates on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Those old spots are back again. A spill here, a wrinkle there. Every stain tells a story. You forgot just how old it is.
Thought about replacing your carpet? Collins Brothers has.
They're thinking about it right now. Right now, Collins Brothers is giving you all they got. Free carpet installation with removal, including moving your furniture. All expertly done. No wrinkles, no stains. Call Collins Brothers for a free measurement. Call 782-0298. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson since 1940.
Since our first customer walked through our door, County National Bank has focused on one thing, you. Developing personal relationships allows us to help our customers and our community. We've helped thousands of people with mortgages that put them into new homes, invested millions of dollars in our communities, and managed billions for our customers' futures. But it always comes back to one relationship with one customer. Bank on one with County National Bank. Stop in to see us today or go to countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Want to cut your cooling costs this summer? With a highly efficient York air conditioning system, you can save up to 50% in energy costs while enjoying more consistent temperatures throughout your home. Call Able Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer, at 517-568-5522 to schedule a free evaluation of your system and learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency this summer. Able Heating and Cooling, able-heating.com.
so many people that come to my office every single day that said, you know what, Doc, you're the last hope. I've been to every doctor, my medical doctor, to the specialist, and now I'm to you, and you're kind of the last hope.
Dr. Brad Double of Double Chiropractic.
And one of the things that I always am encouraging patients to do is not to wait. And that's where this comes from, is the five most dangerous words, maybe it'll go away. Five most encouraging words that we hear in our office, wish I'd come soon.
Call for an appointment today, 990-0555.
Back home again, on the clock, in numbers games. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to a new season of This Week in High School Sports. You can indeed go home again. That's what Andy Schmidt has done at St. John's High School just north of Lansing. A standout quarterback on the 2004 Red Wings football team that reached the Division III finals, he's now the head varsity gridiron coach at the school where he, his wife, and now his own family will grow up.
It never mattered on opportunities. It's always a matter of trying to come back home. I mean, my wife's from here. I'm from here. I grew up with a lot of pride in this community. And so I always saw myself, once I decided to get an education into coaching, I always saw myself coming back to St. John's. And if you kind of follow my path, it was far away and then closer, closer, closer. So it's always been one of those things. I always wanted to raise my kids in St. John's. I love the community. And then obviously the teach and coach here is pretty special too.
After setting several passing records as a collegian at Eastern Michigan and a professional tryout with the Detroit Lions, Schmidt turned to teaching and coaching, eventually landing back at St. John's in 2015, coaching the varsity team for the past three seasons before being elevated to the varsity job this year when his own high school coach, Dave Marigi, retired.
The same love of the game, enthusiasm. Loves the game, knows the game, and is excited every day he comes out. I didn't know that's what he was going to do. But natural leader, and vocal, and he checks all the boxes. He's going to do great.
The Red Wings host East Lansing in their season opener on Thursday. You can read more about Andy Schmidt on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA game balls this week go out to Mitchell Hanosh of Adrian, who scored 5 goals in a boys' soccer game last week to lead the Maples past Clinton 7-4, and in girls' golf last week, defending Lower Peninsula Division I champion Northville, captured the team title at the Loeber Invitational in Traverse City. Grand Blanc's Kate Brosey was the individual medalist. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Brett Rice.
One of the rules changes in high school football this year involves timing between downs. All varsity games will be played with a 40-second play clock that begins after the conclusion of the previous play, with exceptions for things like timeouts, penalties, measurements, and the start of a period, when the 25-second play clock will be used. In experiments in Michigan over the past few seasons, the 40-second play clock proved to improve the pace of play and consistency between plays because it's not dependent on the referee's subjective signal. And while some schools may choose to purchase visible play clocks for their fields, it is not required. The back judge, who has the primary responsibility for the play clock, will signal at 10 seconds and count down the last 5 seconds.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. Done right, high school sports are part of a beautiful buffet line of experiences kids should partake of by sampling something of everything. The second survey, ever conducted by the Michigan High School Athletic Association on multi-sport participation for the 2018-19 school year, showed that 42.9% of around 300,000 student-athletes in our state played more than one sport. That number is up about 0.5% from the first survey 2 years ago. Marquette in Class A with 85.9% of its athletes, Coloma in Class B at 87.2%, Schoolcraft in Class C at 87.1%, and Gaylord St. Mary at 93.2% of its athletes playing multiple sports topped their respective classes. But as high as those numbers are, they should still be higher. There's still too much specialization going on. Too many parents still having their kids chase the ultimate pipe dream when the numbers of their chances simply don't lie. Too many kids missing out on all the good things you get by playing multiple sports. And too many kids accumulating overuse injuries. High school is the right time, the right place, for kids to earn and spread their wings, and multiple sports participation helps make that happen. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
Push it, pull it, drag it. Folks, you don't even have to wash your old car, and I'm going to guarantee you $3,000 in cold, hard cash for it. That's right. This week at Kia of Jackson and Kia of Lansing, we will give you $3,000 guaranteed trade-in money regardless of your car's condition or balance owed. Plus, we have 0% financing for up to 72 months on every new Kia Sportage, Sorento, Optima, Forte, Sedona, Niro, and even Stinger. Folks, that's free money on a brand new Kia with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And all credit is always welcome at Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, because I'm Skip Young, and you know I want to see you in a Kia.
$3,000 minimum for any trade in any condition, running or not. Plus 0% financing up to 72 months at Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards.
Not all buyers will qualify. $13.88 per month per 1,000 borrowed at 0% APR for 72 months with zero down. Expires month end.
TheKiaGiants.com.
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. Thanks to them for being on board, our halftime sponsor all season here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Tri-County Water with our out-of-town scoreboard. We're just a moment away here from getting the second half started. And it'll be Napoleon football to start the second half. And they've struggled offensively to get anything going, and that's been really attributed to great penetration from the Columbia Central front and excellent tackling by their linebackers and defensive backs. If you're Napoleon, what are you looking to do different this half, Brian, besides the obvious?
Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, you're going to have to maybe just get creative. I mean, and that's a difficult task. I mean, when you have the limited amount of time in which McCrum has, but, you know, we mentioned right before we went, that before the first half was over, you know, maybe a couple quarterback draws from McCrum or something, just to keep them honest, just to keep them, like you said earlier, not, they're just pinning back their ears and going. So, you know, I mean, has Napoleon even tried running it up the middle?
Yeah, I can think of maybe one try, and I don't know if that's even where the play was going to go because it was stopped so fast that we don't know exactly where the play was drawn up to go because he was hitting the backfield. But, yeah, for the most part, no, they have not. And like you said, quarterback draw seems like you don't want to do it a ton, but you haven't used it at all.
And even the dive plays up the middle, you might not gain yards, but setting it up for other things.
Yeah, give you an extra beat in the backfield. The kick picked up at the 15, and Schneider finding no room to run. They'll pull him down at the 20. That kick kind of wasn't caught in the air. It kind of just died on the 15. Schneider picked it up and ran, but didn't have a lot of room. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. For the Pirates, we are underway here in the second half. 40-7, our score. Columbia Central comfortably in front. As you can see, the wind kind of whipping through the cheerleaders' pom-poms. And some of the fans, it was expected to be breezy tonight. And, you know, that's going to have an effect down on the field for some of those throws. From McCrum, who has already slung it a bunch of times, and you'll trailing 40-7, you're probably going to do it a few more.
When Emerson's throwing it, the wind must die down.
And now we'll get a flag coming in right here in our first play of the second half.
We have a penalty flag.
And that's going to be a false start against the Pirates, a legal procedure anyway. And moving back 5 yards, first and 15, now at the 15-yard line.
We talked about in the first half, on when Napoleon was on defense, they can't afford to give up extras to Columbia, but on offense, it might even be more drastic. You cannot get me behind the chains if you're Napoleon. You want to keep things manageable.
Oh, without a question. So first and 15, and it looks like they got him on the 16-yard line here. Snap is back. McCrum rolling to his left. Gets the throw away quick and right through the hands of the intended receiver on the play. And that was Cale Fairbanks. Incomplete and second down at 15.
Yeah, through Fairbanks' hands and then through McDormand's hands.
It seems like, and it doesn't matter who he's throwing it to, it seems like McDormand's right there on the coverage and ready to make a tackle.
You know, both sides, you know, we talked about Cody Fry from Napoleon, and we mentioned McCrum, and we're talking about defense, offense. These guys got to be in good shape. When you're at small schools like this, I mean, you look at Napoleon sideline, there might be, what about eight guys over there on the bench, and I think two of them are German exchange students who've never played football.
Three left for McCrum. He's back to pass. He's chased out of the pocket, flips it away. And so it's caught on like a shovel pass, but he's going to get pulled backwards, and now we'll get a flag up. And is that an ineligible receiver, maybe?
Or is that some more extracurricular things after the whistle?
And that's not a good thing for Napoleon, as McCrum limping over to the sideline.
Well, that was Rounders, Tommy Rounders again, with a great tackle. Made for loss. McCrum did a nice job to just keep that play alive. Kind of looked little Brett Favre-ish. Not now, not with his copper braces, but old Brett Favre.
So that will go. The call of illegal touching we're hearing, and that's going to move him back to the shadow of the goalpost here.
So I think that shovel pass must have gone to some. I didn't catch who that went to. Too many players in the way, but
anybody? Yeah, say at that point,
come up with
like,
that. Is that what happened?
I kind of think so. It looked like McCrum was going to anybody nearby.
Yeah, saw a white jersey and thought it looked good to shovel it. Can't blame him.
And all day I've been looking at a possibility of some showers and thunderstorms moving through tonight. And we're good here for right now, but a lightning delay with 9:28 to go in the third at Western. McCrum on the run. He does complete a pass for about 5 yards, but he's hit and brought down. And that's going to make it fourth and long inside their own 5-yard line. But, yeah, lightning delay at Western School, 9:28 to go in the third. And so they got to wait, what, an hour?
Oh. We probably don't need a lightning delay here tonight.
And we need to get this clock going then, because that's probably going to be moving this direction. But all day I was watching that weather and knowing that we had a chance for some rain tonight before 11 o'clock. And I was hoping that it would be after 9, but...
See, now that's the difference between you and I. I was working all day. You were watching the weather.
That's my job, bro. Kicked and bounces and picked up on the run. Head of steam. He's going up the sideline and pushed out. He hit the pylon. What are they going to call? Touchdown! On the bounce, catches it in full stride. And Aiden Adams takes it up the sideline and into the end zone for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. It was like he was running to the table for seconds at Thanksgiving dinner.
I will personally put an extra scoop of potatoes on Aiden's plate this year. Way to go, Aiden.
A nice run and a great dive at the end. That's good body control to be being pushed sideways, but to be able to stretch out and hit that pylon. 46-7, the score.
Which may be an important thing about that score, because you talk with the weather moving in, this now puts it over the 35-point. We will now be in running clock here mode, so maybe we will get this in. If not, you might be without a partner in the fourth quarter.
That is the kick is a little low, but high enough to get over the upright and make it 47-7, 40-point lead for the Golden Eagles at home with 10:24 to play in the third quarter, and we'll take a 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
This is Shani Gorell with Your Premier Properties at yourpremierproperties.com. Did you know, as realtors, we're here to assist people in making decisions that make their lives better. You're ready to list your lake home. Did you know, you're not just selling a home, you're selling a lifestyle. Each one of our over 75 area lakes comes come alive with their own personality. Make sure when you select a realtor, they understand the unique qualities of your lake. This information is key to the marketing of your property. For information on today's Did You Know, visit our Tips and Tricks toolbox at ypprealty.com or call one of our lake specialists at 435-2180.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at Columbia Central High School. We shouted out the Golden Eagles cheerleaders. Let's get those Pirate cheerleaders a mention here. Haley Culbert, Caitlin Bam, Chelsea Bam, Mackenzie Peterson, and Mackenzie Sutton on the sideline for the Pirates tonight. I don't know if they're doing push-ups over there, though. But yeah. Seven, only up to seven tonight.
You know, the cheerleading squads and the football teams kind of mirror one another as far as what Napoleon looking kind of thin with numbers. you know, maybe 20 players where Columbia must have about, what, 45 guys?
Yeah.
Same with the cheer squads.
And that kick dies again right at the 15, picked up by Schneider. He's going to run back a little bit to get to that left sideline. Turn it upfield. He's got a head of steam and now a little bit of room. He only pushed it out there to the 40, or excuse me, to the 30. But a flag comes in at the end of the play. Might be a late hit out there on the field, or a face mask. And looks like that's what we're getting a signal of. Oh, is that going to be a hold? Hold against the Pirates.
On Napoleon is the call.
And so we'll move. What looked like it was going to be about a 30-yard start. We'll move it back a little bit for the Pirates here. 47-7, Columbia Central out in front. Now somebody just took a picture. And I said, wait, was that lightning? No, just the flash of a camera. We did hear there's a lightning delay going on at Western High School around Deering Road. So we got a little time before it makes its way this direction. It could go north of us.
It could. Otherwise, it's 22 minutes away. I've been following the weather myself, Steve.
Ah. I didn't know that was a... talent of yours. Look at that. We're learning about each other. It's only our first game, but so much to learn about one another, especially when you got a 47-7 game and the little extra conversation ends up coming into the broadcast.
Well, Paul Swihart taught me that.
Ah. Shotgun for McCrum, first and 10. And he's rolling out right from the end zone, gets it loose, and gets it complete up to about the 18-yard line. Intended receiver on the play, Cody Fry, makes the catch. And so he'll get it out there, make it second down in about 2 yards.
Another nice throw by McCrum again, with pressure on him again.
Yeah, he's been able to get those, been able to get him in the neighborhood of the receivers as long as he's able to buy some time. So that's why he's been catching that snap and taking off on the run. And making it, like you said, a nice throw there, a spot on throw on the run is not easy. Senior quarterback here for the Pirates making it look easy on that play. Now they'll stack it up on the right side. McCrum in the backfield, shotgun with a back behind him, one to his right, and now he goes out to throw. A little extra blocking back there for him. And maybe a miscommunication there on the route, but an incomplete pass intended on the play was Tyler Owen.
It'll be third and two for the Pirates.
Whitehall with a 14-7 lead over Western at the delay. And a score update from the final preseason game for the Lions. And the Browns 3, Lions 2, close to the halftime.
You sure that's not the Tigers?
That's not the Tigers. They were playing Cleveland today.
And, Steve, I do have bad news. In the distance, I did see lightning.
I see it also.
Yeah. Unless there's a lot of people taking pictures in Clark Lake.
And there's a fumble on the pitch out, and the Golden Eagles have it. So 8:22 to go in the third quarter, and lightning coming our way. Columbia Central has got the football back, and lightning's been striking for Ethan Emerson every time he's had the football. He'll get his hands on it again, it looks like, here with time left in the third quarter. But lightning in the distance. How close does it have to be for those officials to notice? We have a little bit of an elevated perspective, so maybe they can't see it down there.
I'm hoping they thought that was cameras.
Nope, there comes the...
answer your question.
Oh, a timeout, it looks like.
Oh.
We have a timeout on the field taken by Columbia Central. Their first of the second half. 47-7, Italian right now. Once again, we'd like to...
7:45 to go here in the third quarter of this game. And we'll shout out some of our sponsors here. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, a longtime high school sports sponsor here on the radio. Collins Brothers Floor Covering for the halftime. Columbia School District, one of our sponsors on all year, and we appreciate the hospitality in the press box tonight from Brian Kubiak and his crew. I want to say thank you to Hills Heart of the Lakes Golf Course. In fantastic shape out here in Brooklyn. Have you played Hills Heart of the Lakes yet this year, Brian?
I have. That is a gem.
It really is.
They keep their course immaculate.
And that's all under the direction of PGA professional golfer Mike Hill.
And his daughter Kristen is awesome out there, too.
Yeah, it's so a friendly team out there, and it's always a pleasure. And I haven't played out there. I've gone out there and done radio broadcasts, but I haven't played out there, and I owe myself a trip. Back on the field here out of the shotgun. Emerson with three wideouts. Hands off to Coda, going to the left, and cuts it upfield. Dodges a tackler, and he's down to the two before he's brought down, but we had a couple of flags coming in, maybe a hold.
Second by 21, Tyler Snyder.
It looked like McDormand made a nice block, but maybe...
Block in the back, it looks like.
Might have got the hands out. Yep.
Penalty on the Golden Eagles.
7:35 to go here, 47-7. So clock stops with the penalty there. First and 10, but they'll walk it way back here.
You know, you get the feeling, though, it almost hasn't mattered tonight. Whether it's, you know, first and
right,
first and 10, first and 25, Columbia is just striking so quickly.
So they'll move that back to the 23-yard line. Columbia Central comes out. Coda is the back, joining Emerson in the shotgun. Snap comes through. Emerson gives to Coda. Off tackle, and this time he's hitting. A nice job by the Napoleon D-line to catch him through, going through the hole and stop him for a one-yard gain, maybe.
Yeah, Josh Adams there, you know, you mentioned earlier of how Napoleon's doing a lot of just dragging him from behind. That was one of the first where Josh Adams just met him head on. And
yep, and the momentum moved backwards. Yeah, just stifled him. You're exactly right.
Yep. Guess at this point, if you're Napoleon, you're looking for those small victories. You know, just win a play, win the down.
Three wide, Emerson with Coda in the backfield. Takes a snap, and he fakes to give to Coda. Keeps it this time up the left, turning it upfield up to the 10, brought down at the 8. And a nice tackle on the play there for Napoleon and Cody Fry. And he must have a dozen tackles on the night.
13 to be exact.
Unofficially.
That was a nice fake there by Emerson. He had me fooled. I was watching Coda running the other way, and Emerson still had it.
Still on the field here with lightning off in the distance above the treetops. Under 6 minutes in the third quarter. Third down and about six. They can still get a first down before they get to the goal line. And there's a give this time over to the right side. Defender comes up for a shot at the runner. Can't get him. And he sneaks his way inside the pylon on the outside there and makes it happen. And that is Sean Thompson with a carry and the touchdown for Columbia Central, making now 53-7.
53-7 in favor of the Golden Eagles. Your extra point attempt to come. Well, like we mentioned, that penalty to start the series didn't even faze them.
Right. Yeah. They just came back and continued to go. They're getting probably 7 to 8 yards on per play, maybe more than that when you average it out with the big runs that they've had. So first and 12, that's two plays. So they'll kick for the extra point here with 5:40 to go in the third. Hold is down. Kick is... He was just from a standing position. He kicked it. And it, Emerson looks like he might be favoring his right ankle a little bit there. Not quite hustling off the field. And a little bit gingerly taking his steps. Let's take a 30-second break, and we'll come back with a kickoff on K105.3, the Football Frenzy.
At the Village Peddler Gift Shop, you'll find Simply Southern clothing and Vera Bradley purses, bags, and wallets, along with jewelry, new fall clothing, and Love Your Melon beanies. For the lover of lakes, you'll be delighted with the selection of lake wall art, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more for all of the local lakes. For the kid in all of us, there's always that enticing old-fashioned chocolate counter and triple-dipped malted milk balls. And oh, that nostalgic candy. Village Peddler Gift Shop, located in downtown Brooklyn.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes up here in the press box with 5:40 to go in your third quarter. 54-7 lead now for Columbia Central. And they continue to put up points in bursts.
Steve, you called Emerson come limping off the field after that last touchdown, but there he is marching out there kicking off still.
Yeah, kind of surprised. I think he does put a good boot into it, caught it about the 14, right up the right side, and pulled out at the 27 is Schneider, and he's returned just about every kick so far today.
And once again, Luke McDormand out there. Between him and Hilliard, they have all kickoffs covered.
Clock running here, 54-7 lead for Columbia Central.
So I understand the kind of game Emerson's having, but if you're Coach Kubiak here and you see your quarterback kind of limping at all with this score, do you go ahead and see what your backup can do for?
I would.
Yeah, I think I would too.
That's just me. Coach Kubiak knows, and like you said, Emerson, he didn't look hobbled on the run-up to that kick.
Yeah.
So maybe it was just a momentary tweak, and he's good to go.
But, boy, after watching him tonight, if there's any kind of tweak, I'm saying, hey, sure. Good job, son. You're going to watch the rest of this one.
McCrum out of the shotgun. They can't afford to have him tweak anything. Owens in motion, back to passes. McCrum giving good time, and he lets one fly, and it's intercepted. No, dropped!
Oh,
it was in his hands. You don't get an easier interception than that for Nico Hilliard, but I'll tell you what, they say that's why he plays defense.
Yeah, I tell you, I've been giving Hilliard his props on the kick returns and stuff, but Nico should have come up with that one.
So he drops it. It's an incomplete pass. Second down and 10 for Napoleon from their own 27.
Steve, how far do you think you would have returned that one had you picked that off? Because I'm sure with your hands that would have been a given.
Yeah, that's 6 points.
You think
without
it's six? You're going to the house.
Points. Yeah.
Steve, I believe it.
I had one interception my entire football career, and it was for a touchdown.
Well,
seventh
then
grade.
Then, of course, I think you would have taken it back then.
I'm one for one. Historically, I've never not returned an interception for a touchdown. Pass goes out to Schneider. He dodges a couple tackles. Still on his feet. Nice run after the catch there. He's only going to turn it into about 5 yards, but it'll make a third down and manageable for the Pirates. And a nice catch and run by Tyler Schneider, Jr., back. And, you know, we mentioned McCrum really the only returning starter for this Napoleon team. But you like what you're seeing there if you look at some of these youngsters like Josh Adams and Schneider putting in, contributing right now, right away. And you know that a year from now, these are going to be your upperclassmen, and you got something good to look at.
Yeah, and I mentioned the youth of their offensive line, and their defensive line too, but to have three sophomore and a freshman anchoring your team, and then your last year where you're playing JV football or even junior high football, and the next thing you know, you're up against this huge, huge, strong Columbia line, and, you know, they're going to get better. This is learning under fire, right?
Yep, with 2:42 to go here in the third, 54-7. And good spot. So it's third down. I said third and four, I think. It's third and three from the 34-yard line. In their own territory, but moving a little bit.
Yeah, we're down to two big questions now. One, will we get this game in before lightning comes? And two, did I win the 50-50?
I think they called that number.
Oh, well, I guess one of those questions have been answered.
Nobody handed you a stack of cash. Good turnout tonight.
I guess I'll go home tonight.
And that is Owens in motion. Back to pass McCrum. Chased out of the pocket. Still on his feet. And might be able to get a throwaway. And he's got a man headed downfield and caught it. Great catch. First down for the Pirates. McCrum extending the play and signaling, pointing downfield. The receiver read his eyes. Cody Vincent with the catch to keep the drive alive and move the chains for the Pirates.
McCrum, a very good basketball player, too. Kind of used some basketball skills there. I feel like he used the official as a little pick to kind of get by. It was Ronders chasing him.
Able to escape, stay on his feet, and again threw the strike downfield and moved the chains. First and 10 for the Pirates from their own 47-yard line. Excuse me, no, 42. Try to give him a little room there, but 42, still good field position for the Pirates with a minute 18 left here on the third quarter clock. Back to pass is McCrum. Little time, gets a throw away. It's caught. Turning around and running upfield and pulled down with a 5-yard gain. Tyler Owens. But again, found some daylight. McCrum put it in his hands and Owen able to turn it upfield before he's brought down. But again, another open field tackle by the Golden Eagles. The first guy there is not missing today.
Yeah, that was Sean Thompson that time, and he was hanging on to his feet for dear life, it looked like.
47 seconds as the running clock continues, and Napoleon driving here. Second and five from the 47. Flirting with Golden Eagle territory. McCrum out of the shotgun. Two wideouts. Back to pass. Good time for him, and he gets a deep pass. He's got a man with a step and missed him. And what's on the field?
What do we see down on the field? I'm not sure what that is.
It kind of came in at the end of the play. It looks like a shoe, but nobody's going. Oh, is it
official's
hat?
It's the official shoeless.
I think it's his hat, but
it
let's
is
see.
His hat.
Oh, okay.
So the winds are coming in.
And maybe he tossed that down. The receiver stepped out of bounds.
I think so.
Yeah, but I wish it was a shoe. Because a random shoe showing up on the field is far more interesting. Out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water. Whitehall leading Western 14-7, but a lightning delay has stopped that one. And we can see the lightning in the distance here, but it looks like it may be traveling a little bit north of us, Brian. I'm hopeful with our last 12 minutes to go. But it also looks like it's getting a little closer. It's that way, though.
Yeah, it is. If my geography skills are spot on, which I believe they are, I think Celine might be in a lightning delay soon. Don't know if they're home or not. Greg might have to call with an update on
GLC,
that.
We might look for a text from GLC. I think we did have a Celine score.
Well, they'll be. I hope it's near and over because they'll be in a lightning delay soon.
We'll switch sides here with 12 minutes to go here. Fourth quarter of our game is brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Great job over there by Steve Dorr and the regime right now. East Jackson is certainly a school in renaissance, I think. I've had nothing but good experiences over there. They have a really nice football field and, of course, the Dome, the best place to get a snack at a football game in Jackson. Long pass by McCrum and a battle on the sideline. We had a little contact between the defender and the offense, but he misses the target, and that'll go incomplete. Intended on the play was Tyler Owen.
Yeah, nice coverage there by Aiden Adams, and I'm not just saying that because we're related.
It'll be fourth and five.
Yeah, well, you better be careful because he's going to go to WKHM.com and listen to this broadcast, the recording of this broadcast, and he's going to be at Thanksgiving saying, hey, what was up with that? No turkey for you.
I have nothing but love for Aiden. Played a great game today.
He has.
All the Eagles. Which, by the way, they are a Congress of Eagles.
Congress of Eagles.
My information guy, Robert DeCosta, came through with that.
Four wide for McCrum as he's back to pass. He's got a little time. Gets it downfield. And the defender comes in late. Kind of sneaky, like you're just setting up. And it's Nico Hilliard. Doesn't make the interception, but definitely knocked down the pass. And that'll be a turnover on downs for the Pirates. And they'll give it back to the Golden Eagles. A Congress of Eagles defenders in the area to interrupt the pass.
Tell you what, the pressure that Columbia puts on a quarterback, if I'm the Columbia defensive backs, I am just working on my hands because they are going to have ample opportunities for interceptions this year.
Have the jugs machine out at every practice.
If I'm Hilliard, the jugs machine is out 30 minutes after this game.
Unless there's lightning. First and 10 for Columbia in Pirate territory at the 47. They lead 54-7 with 10:03 to play in the fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Shotgun for Emerson, and he fakes it. Dakota keeps it, and that's one of the few runs that have been stopped for a loss all night for the Golden Eagles. And he'll lose about two on the play. So he never really had control of that football. So 9:40 to go in the running clock. Golden Eagles kind of trying to keep it going here.
And
second
actually,
down at 12.
Steve, if I'm not mistaken, Luke McDormand is playing QB now.
I think they
did make the change. But you probably saw the two on the jersey
and thought
it was him. I mean, it's been him all game, so why wouldn't you?
Probably the right move, Luke McDormand getting some snaps, and he keeps it on this one. Jumps over a defender, but again, the Pirate defense is able to get to him for a loss. And that's third down and 12.
So do you suppose Coach Kubiak has us dialed in right now, and he heard us saying that it was time to get Emerson out, so he did? Are we part of this?
I don't know if he's had his headset on here for the last probably 18 minutes or so. I could stop over in the booth next door and ask, but I'm guessing he's not listening.
I feel that'd be a big coaching mistake to not listen to us.
The type of insight that he could be gleaning from this broadcast would be a waste to miss. There's a run, and McDormand going to get one for positive yardage to the right sideline. It's going to get out of bounds. It's still short of the first down mark, and we got a Pirate player on the ground holding his calf, maybe where you'd have a cramp. And honestly, a cramp would be a good sign for the way he's in pain and holding that upper calf area.
I don't have a number for him yet, but, boy, he'd laid a good hit in there right before his injury.
I'm going to say that it's Cody Vincent. Or Jaden Balnick. I can't.
I guess we'll find out.
If he would
in a
just
moment.
Lean backwards. Trainers attending to him. Let's go ahead and take a quick. We'll take a minute break here on the broadcast with 8:16 to go, 54-7 the score on the Kimono 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Does your financial advisor make it a priority to help you keep your investment expenses down? Do you truly understand all the investment-related fees you're paying, and are they clearly disclosed? If not, it might be time for a change. Charles Schwab provides investment information, education, and guidance you can act on. To learn more, call the Schwab Jackson Independent Branch at 879-2097 or visit schwab.com. Charles Schwab & Company, member SIPC.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia Schools. Looking for a positive, innovative education for your child? Columbia School District has caring teachers who will nurture and educate your child for a successful future. Columbia School District offers K-12 robotics, athletics, academic games, exciting science courses to prepare your child for college and beyond. Columbia Central students earn the top test scores in the area. If you have questions about the programs or how your child may benefit from attending Columbia, visit us at myeagles.org. Learning today, leading tomorrow.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on your K105.3 Football Frenzy. And I think we can feel good about that injury being a cramp as he got to his feet eventually and was able to run off the field. So nothing serious you'd expect. Punt on fourth down for Columbia Central, and they've a nice punt.
Yeah.
They've stuck him inside the 10 here.
Would it surprise you to hear that was Ethan Emerson punting?
No.
Because it was, and it was a nice punt. Best one we've seen of the night.
Yeah, nice and high. Dropped down, and they stopped at the 9-yard line, so a long field to work with here for the Pirates with 7:04 to go. And it would appear that our impending weather is going to stay at bay long enough for us to complete this game. 54-7 for the Golden Eagles here in the fourth quarter, brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Out of the shotgun, McCrum back to pass. He's going to get pressure, running out, gets the throw away, one-on-one coverage, intercepted this time. Aiden Adams on the pick, still on his feet, running across the field, a flag coming in late on the opposite side of the field where you'd see maybe a block in the back. So they'll get possession. They may lose a few yards with the penalty, but Aiden Adams sneaking in there and making the interception after they've had several opportunities. He's the one to capitalize.
And it looked like they might have got Danny Miller with a illegal block, but to me that looked nice and clean, like a great block. I thought, all right, Danny Miller, you're springing him. But
right. One of those times where the defender realizes the turnover is going to happen before the offensive player does, and so he starts looking for a block, and it looks real violent, and maybe the official gets his eyes on it late and has to, you know, makes a judgment call. But it's a big block, and not quite legal for the officials, so they'll walk off the penalty, and Columbia Central will stop and get the possession back and look to tick off the final 6:32 of this game and get out of here with a W, 54-7, and go into the holiday weekend victorious, and this would be their fifth straight win in this rivalry here between two towns that are just, you could throw a rock and hit the other one from wherever you're at.
If you had Ethan Emerson's arm, you could.
So, a handoff on first down, and he slides to a stop, trying to avoid a hit or what, I don't know, but that is McDormand going down QB slide style, and he gets to the inside the 45 to about the 42-yard line, second down, and give it 6 yards. As the clock runs here, time winding down here. Thanks to East Jackson Community Schools for being on the fourth quarter. It's going to be a short fourth quarter overall, but I want to make sure those guys get their due for sponsoring high school athletics. And we'll see East Jackson next week. We'll run that down in the post game for you, where we'll be broadcasting next week. And all season long, we're out and about with East Jackson on the fourth quarter. Handoff going on, second down and long, and the Pirate defense able to come in there and make the stop, tackle made, but the run, Sean Thompson for Columbia Central.
Nice tackle by committee there. You know, we said it, we found that it was a Congress of Eagles for Pirates.
Crew.
Crew of Pirates. Yeah. Well, there was a big crew.
I mean, I am Cap Steve. I know a thing or two about Pirates.
Do you have a crew?
Yeah. Shout out to my buddy Zach, first mate. Though we just lost our ship recently. High snap, pulled down and handed off on the sweep. Got some room to run. Getting to the outside. He turns it upfield. That's Mendez getting into the second level. Stand on his feet. Breaking tackles and just steps out of bounds. Never able to get him off his feet. And give me a correction there. Danny Miller on the run. After the big hit and the penalty, he makes up for it by getting him into scoring range here. Now 4:23 to go on the clock.
And that is the neat part of sometimes, you know, you get a game like this and you get to see some guys do some things that they don't normally get to do. But I tell you what, Danny Miller, that was a nice run.
Yeah.
He took on at least three tacklers and kept on his feet. And
yeah, real good awareness of where you are when you're spinning around and changing directions. He just kept moving toward the goal line. And now they did spot it just outside of the 10, so they could theoretically get a first down here, but they'll be looking to get to the end zone. First and 10 with 3:48 to go. High snap gets away from McDormand, and he's got to chase it down, and now they'll move him back outside of the 20. It's about the 23, so a little miscue there. Because we didn't really see a bad snap for Columbia Central all night until now.
Yeah, you know, for being first game, both teams have played pretty clean football.
Yeah.
As far as mistakes that you would say, hey, this is just an unforced error, we need to clean this up, we haven't seen many of those.
So 3:11 ticking away here in the fourth quarter on our K105.3 Football Frenzy. I want to say thank you to your Premier Properties for bringing the foam fingers out to the tailgate. And another bad snap, and this time it's recovered by Napoleon. Are they going to, what's the call?
I think they said the ball was down, so it's going to remain with Columbia.
Columbia will keep it, but it got loose from McDormand's hands. And I think if it's not 54-7 with 2.5 to go, that the Pirates are a little more upset about that call. It didn't look like he ever really had possession.
It didn't. That almost seemed like one of those high school things where they're just protecting the kids and first sign of anything. Oh, down, dead ball.
But thanks again to your Premier Properties for being on our tailgate. Don't miss the pregame tailgate. Your opportunity to sign up for a chance at $1,053. And we'll actually run down the qualifiers for tonight in the postgame coming up. McDormand gets that snap, gives it to Miller, and he gets through the hole quickly. He does get a few yards, but he's brought down well shy of the first down marker, bringing up a fourth down. So Napoleon's going to look potentially get it back here one more time. And this is about 2 yards outside of where I saw Emerson kick a field goal in the first half, or in the pregame. He was hitting them from here with no defense.
Yep, they're bringing him out, it looks like.
But it looks like they're punting for him.
Yeah,
so they'll poop something down or let him read the play and maybe he'll run for something. I'd be shocked if he didn't just kick it away.
I would think so.
Drop kick it through the uprights.
Little Doug Flutie drop kick.
Yeah. Jim McMahon. He punts instead. That's going to get into the end zone. No, it bounces. Comes backwards, and there's a punt stuck inside the 15. Let's take the opportunity right now to mention our qualifiers for that $1,053 from the tailgate. And they are Katrina Phillip, Scott Ellison, Steven Gazanek, Todd Sonnenberg, Ken Loofborough, Dennis Kalenda, Tom Van Dyke, Sidney Summer, Mike Ellison, and Aaron Osgood.
And Brian Haynes.
Brian Haynes, ineligible. $50 Best Buy gift card from Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning went to Michael Doze. And a hoodie from Adams Concrete, Bill Poma. I saw those in the prize closet today. I was trying to see if I could get one. And a one-month membership and 4 classes at Columbia Community Fitness Center, a really, really nice fitness center, Kyle Klein. So congratulations to all of our qualifiers. And we'll have our end of season qualifier party at the Hunt Club this year. What's your favorite thing to eat at the Hunt Club?
I'm old school. I like the Wiley potato.
It's hard to look at the menu and not grab a Wiley potatoes. Time's going to tick away, and we'll put this into the books. 54-7, your final. And the Columbia Central Golden Eagles have won this rivalry five straight times. 54-7. an impressive showing by the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. We'll get your post game. We'll go over the numbers. We'll set things up for next week here at K105.3. Again, your final, Columbia Central 54, Napoleon 7. 3-minute break. Back with the post game on K105.3.
It's low-pressure sales and vehicles for all budgets at Midwest Vehicle Group, featuring Carfax-certified vehicles and financing available through American One Credit Union, CP Federal Credit Union, and Michigan Community Choice. Midwest Vehicle Group would like to wish all high school seniors a safe and memorable senior year. Come in and talk with Joey about your next vehicle purchase at Midwest Vehicle Group, located at 4140 Michigan Ave in Michigan Center, and like Midwest Vehicle Group on Facebook.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. There's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
Only one pizza can truly say it's part of Jackson lore, and that's Andy's Pizza. They pile the toppings in layers that rival the Cascades Falls. Ask any Pack-a-Pacer, and they'll tell you that if you get Andy's Pizza on Friday night, you'll have leftovers for breakfast on Saturday. And if you've ever tried to decide between Andy's Pizza or Andy's Coney Dogs, then you've been part of a rivalry more storied than Jackson versus Lumen. Rediscover a true Jackson tradition. Andy's Pizza, serving Jackson for over 50 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Since our first customer walked through our door, County National Bank has focused on one thing, you. Developing personal relationships allows us to help our customers and our community. We've helped thousands of people with mortgages that put them into new homes, invested millions of dollars in our communities, and managed billions for our customers' futures. But it always comes back to one. One relationship with one customer. Bank on one with County National Bank. Stop in to see us today or go to countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
The kids are back to school, and Brembo of Homer, Michigan, one of the Jackson area's premier employers, would like to remind you that they are just 15 minutes west of Jackson. Working at Brembo means you'll have more time for recitals, performances, games, and more family dinners. Brembo offers tremendous wages and benefits, which means you'll spend less time budgeting and more time enjoying life. Apply today at Brembo.com and click on the employment tab. Brembo of Homer, Michigan is an equal opportunity employer.
Modern Waste Systems of Napoleon would like to wish both Columbia and Napoleon the best of luck in tonight's game. Modern Waste Systems offers residential and commercial services, but if you'd like to dump your own trash, you can use the Modern Waste Transfer Station, located at 7219 Brooklyn Road, right next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Commercial, residential, recycling. Find it all with Modern Waste Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Getting ready for that weekend road trip? Are you sure your vehicle can make it? Bring it into Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop in Grass Lake for a 27-point inspection and oil change. For just $33, the crew at Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop will check your vehicle up one end and down the other, and they'll change your oil. That way, whether your road trip takes you north, south, east, or west, you'll be sure you can get there and back. Get your 27-point inspection and oil change now at Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop in Grass Lake.
Did you know that Columbia Central was ranked in the top 10% nationally and above all other high schools in Jackson County? Our students take advanced placement courses, participate in musical drama productions, band athletics, and earn college credit through the early college while at Columbia Central. Many students take online classes through Columbia Options and have the opportunity to enjoy great programs, including credit recovery. Columbia School District, from preschool and early fives through high school and adult education. Learning today, leading tomorrow. Visit us at myeagles.org.
West Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here at Columbia Central, where the final score is 54-7. Golden Eagles dominant in this one from the very start, Brian. And it's almost a bummer because we don't really get to get a proper assessment of Napoleon's capabilities because they were just so overmatched tonight.
And under duress.
By a very good Columbia Central yeah. team. And maybe two teams that I don't know how I want to say it. Just Columbia's a program going one way and Napoleon's in a different league, it seems. And they were third place in the Cascades Conference a year ago. And even though, despite you go, oh, they lost 54-7, they could be a third place, second place team in the Cascades Conference again this year.
They could be. I mean,
it's a different kind of.
They still have some players that were on the team that I think put up as many points as anyone did all season against Lumen last year. So yeah. You're 1 year removed from that. They lost a lot of talent, as we mentioned earlier, though.
Yeah, they did, and it was evident tonight. But the one returning guy, the bright spot tonight was especially Tobin McCrum. For all the pressure he was under, how many times did he actually get sacked? One, two, and maybe one intentional grounding. But he was really being chased all night, and he's shown an ability to elude that and still get a decent pass away. So when he's facing a pass rush that's not as capable as Columbia Central was tonight, he's going to have an opportunity to throw and make some plays. And he threw to probably four or five different guys who showed that they have an ability to catch. So I think he's going to have an opportunity to put up some big passing games.
And for high school fans around here, they know that a high school kid throwing on the run, being chased, is difficult to be accurate. And
sure.
He made a lot of good accurate throws on the run. A couple things that could have been caught. You know, they could have scored an extra touchdown or two, kind of went through some fingers.
And when he did get time, he was looking downfield and he was making big-time throws. Not quite the same accuracy as Ethan Emerson had tonight, but Tobin McCrum did not look bad tonight. He doesn't have anything to hang his head about. He will, because I think he's a competitor. So he will, you know, be excited to get back out and get back to work so that they can, look to improve next week and come back from this loss.
Yeah, and Cody Fry defensively for Napoleon played a heck of a game. Again, we had him at 13 unofficial tackles, and I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, we called his name a lot, and so him anchoring the D and Tobin on offense, there are some things to be happy about as much as possible in a 54-7 game.
Right, no question.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, on the Columbia Central side of things, there are a lot of people to say kudos to. Ethan Emerson maybe head and shoulders above the rest tonight. And the first thing I was looking for was Cole Partridge was such an important player for so many years out here that he graduated, and you go, well, how do you replace that guy? And you replace him with Ethan Emerson, and he comes out and puts up numbers like he did tonight. Erased that question from my mind right away, and then you started going, okay, but Garrick Elliott and Carson Daniels also left, and so I started thinking about other things. But I think Columbia Central has done a good job of not rebuilding, reloading after a great year last year, and they're going to be a force in the area and certainly in their conference.
Yeah, they were impressive. And in any high school game, in any sport, there's always an athlete or two that kind of stick out.
Mm.
And boy, did Ethan stick out. I mean, you mentioned his feet several times and his arm and his kicking ability. He had some nice punts.
Right.
I mean, like we said, he did everything short of making the popcorn, which maybe he did.
He could have. He has that kind of like dual dual ability, multitasking ability. It's going to be tough to give you all the names, but the offensive line and defensive line for Columbia Central both, really that's where the game got won, and Emerson was able to take advantage of massive holes and great blocking on almost every run. He had plenty of time to throw when he decided to do that, so you can't say good things about Columbia Central's offense without mentioning the offensive line and how much time and protection and run blocking that they got done.
Yeah, you put a combination of that line with those athletes, you know, Coda and Emerson and Adams, and you could go down the list.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lethal combination.
It seemed like anybody they wanted to go to was going to have space and be able to take advantage of it. That's why we had to mention so many names throughout the game tonight. And where I started even getting them mixed up, because you started going, when are they going to settle in on one guy that they're going to go to play after play? And they never did. It was Aiden Adams, or it was Sean Thompson, or it was Danny Miller at times. It was Gunnar Koda, Lucas Mendez with some action. And so they just seemed to have too many weapons tonight for Napoleon. And I want to say on the defensive side, Nico Hilliard, who dropped an interception, but he made a ton of plays out there knocking passes down all night. When you got somebody like Tobin McCrum, who threw as many times as he did for the Pirates, you need to have guys like Nico Hilliard and Luke McDormand who are back there making plays.
Yeah, and again, we did mention their name, and they did play great games, but just like on offense, a lot of that started in the front, in the trenches, you know. Right. I mean, there was so much pressure, and we talk about, boy, it'd be fun to be a defensive back at Columbia right now. If they're going to put that much pressure, you definitely can take some gambles that maybe you couldn't otherwise, and we saw that tonight. They got their hands on a lot of footballs out there.
So let's take a break right now. For 4 minutes here on the post game, we'll come back. We'll tell you who our player of the game is for the night. We're going to tell you, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and give you what we can. And then we will set things up for next week. And our K105.3 Football Frenzy broadcast again, 54-7, our final, back in 4 minutes on the post game.
Enjoying your summer? Great. Keep doing that. Does your child need to get braces this summer? Dr. Backinger still has a few openings left before school starts. Do not wait until her busy schedule fills up. Call Summit Orthodontics today, across from Lumen Christi, so you can get braces on before having to worry about school. To contact the number one orthodontist in Jackson for braces and your smile, call 782-9331. 782-9331.
Only one pizza can truly say it's part of Jackson lore, and that's Andy's Pizza. They pile the toppings in layers that rival the Cascades Falls. Ask any Pack-a-Pacer, and they'll tell you that if you get Andy's Pizza on Friday night, you'll have leftovers for breakfast on Saturday. And if you've ever tried to decide between Andy's Pizza or Andy's Coney Dogs, then you've been part of a rivalry more storied than Jackson versus Lumen. Rediscover a true Jackson tradition. Andy's Pizza, serving Jackson for over 50 years.
Want to cut your cooling costs this summer? With a highly efficient York air conditioning system, you can save up to 50% in energy costs while enjoying more consistent temperatures throughout your home. Call Able Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer, at 517-568-5522 to schedule a free evaluation of your system and learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency this summer. Able Heating and Cooling, able-heating.com.
Designed and operated by PGA professional Mike Hill, Hill's Heart of the Lakes Golf Course offers you an incredible 18-hole experience. Meticulously manicured fairways and greens will challenge amateurs and professionals alike. Plus, Hill's Heart of the Lakes Clubhouse features a full bar and a fantastic assortment of entrees and sandwiches. Hill's Heart of the Lakes Golf Course on Case Road in Brooklyn. Challenge yourself on the course, treat yourself in the clubhouse. Hill's Heart of the Lakes of Brooklyn. Book your tee time or outing at hillsgolfcourse.com.
At the Village Peddler Gift Shop, you'll find Simply Southern clothing and Vera Bradley purses, bags, and wallets, along with jewelry, new fall clothing, and Love Your Melon beanies. For the lover of lakes, you'll be delighted with the selection of lake wall art, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more for all of the local lakes. For the kid in all of us, there's always that enticing old-fashioned chocolate counter and triple-dipped malted milk balls, and oh, that nostalgic candy. Village Peddler Gift Shop, located in downtown Brooklyn.
Getting ready for that weekend road trip? Are you sure your vehicle can make it? Bring it into Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop in Grass Lake for a 27-point inspection and oil change. For just $33, the crew at Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop will check your vehicle up one end and down the other, and they'll change your oil. That way, whether your road trip takes you north, south, east, or west, you'll be sure you can get there and back. Get your 27-point inspection and oil change now at Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop in Grass Lake.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, Superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
What do you think of when you hear the Hunt Club? Steak bites, deer ears, Wiley fries, Dale's dills, stacked sandwiches, pizzas, juicy hamburgers. Is your mouth watering yet? Whatever you're craving, the Hunt Club has what you desire. The kids love the arcade, you'll love the huge selection of beverages, and you'll all leave happy and full. So before the game, during the game, or after, bring your friends, your thirst, and your appetite to the Hunt Club, Jackson's gathering place for 40 years.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3. Yeah.
On the post game, 54-7, the final here. Columbia Central beats Napoleon in our first game of the K105.3 football frenzy. And we teased a little during the break, but if you were listening to the broadcast, you knew who the player of the game was going to be. We have to give it to Ethan Emerson for a huge performance. Touchdowns on his legs, on his feet, throwing through the air, and really a couple of very impressive throws, too, that were, I think he had one that traveled 50 yards in the air and for a touchdown on the nose, like on a, he hit, put it on a dime from 50 yards out. So he's going to be a star player for the area and for Columbia Central all year long.
Yeah, he could have even added another, was about 50-yarder that went through somebody's fingertips that they almost came up with. And, yeah, you definitely wanted Ethan Emerson on your high school fantasy team for this week.
Oh, and we, you know what, we never even did that, did we? Well, next week we will. You we wanted might, to have, like, a pick a player. But
we might unveil that next week.
Next week.
Something for the listeners to look forward to.
A little tease. We'll do a play-along fantasy kind of feature next week. Out of town scoreboard for Tri-County Water, and I haven't got a ton of updates recently. I have a feeling weather has played into that a little bit. We've been fortunate to not even have a raindrop here yet, and the Lightning stayed at bay long enough for us to get the game in. But 58-12, end of three, Grass Lake over Stockbridge. That Grass Lake team just continues to reload. That's a high-powered offense, and I got to spend a little time with Randy Cole in the offseason, and I always try to talk football, and he always downplays the team. You know, he's always like, I'm pretty good, or, you know, things are going all right. I have a feeling that he definitely slow played me on this one. Not that Stockbridge is the measuring stick, but to put up 58 points, we saw how great Columbia Central played tonight and only had 54. So 58 at the end of three is a pretty impressive stat to know what it took to get to 54 here. Grass Lake playing well, and they have a wide-open offense like Columbia Central, so they do have that capacity to put up points.
They're always a fun team to watch.
They are. And well-coached and a real family atmosphere within that coaching staff and the team, and Randy Cole, just one of the nicest people in the world. So congratulations to, I'm assuming, Grass Lake held on to win that one. We had a lightning delay at Western. I'm not sure the result of that. I might stop by the school on my way home and see if I can't catch the end of that one if they're delayed too long, because that one was still in question with Whitehall 14-7 lead over the Panthers. But the Congress of Eagles tonight outlasted the crew of Pirates and a 54-7 final. So a few other out-of-town scores that I did have. Concord was up 25-7 at Hanover Horton, and looks, I would guess Concord able to hold on to that one. We had
was Homer still beating the Cardinals? That kind of surprised me.
I didn't get another update on that. 6-0 at the half was what I had. I'm surprised to see Michigan Center ever go without points, because that's another offense that a blast to watch, and it almost seems like they accidentally get somebody wide open or have a big run play. So we'll see if we can get an update on that. Well, we still got a little time here on the post game. That's your out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water. Tri-County Water, delicious. Delicious. They'll deliver your softener salt to your house. They'll dump it in the softener for you.
I need that.
I'll get you in touch with my guy.
I like that you have a guy.
I have a water guy. I never thought I would. I got a guy for everything. So we will move to wrap it up from here. For tonight, again, Napoleon now 0-1 on the year. That's a non-conference loss, so they'll be 0-0. But they will We'll have some conference action next week, and we'll talk about that in our next segment. Columbia 1-0 on the league year, and they'll have a tough one next week. Let's take one last break here on the postgame. We'll come back and set up our broadcast for next week and let you know what's going on with the K105.3 football frenzy this year. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the postgame at Columbia Central High School.
So many people that come to my office every single day that said, you know what, Doc, you're the last hope. I've been to every doctor, my medical doctor, to the specialist, and now I'm to you, and you're kind of the last hope.
Dr. Brad Double of Double Chiropractic.
And one of the things that I always am encouraging patients to do is not to wait. And that's where this comes from, is if five most dangerous words, maybe it'll go away. Five most encouraging words that we hear in our office, is, wish I'd come sooner.
Call for an appointment today, 990-055.
Want to cut your cooling costs this summer? With a highly efficient York air conditioning system, you can save up to 50% in energy costs while enjoying more consistent temperatures throughout your home. Call Able Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer, at 517-568-5522 to schedule a free evaluation of your system and learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency this summer. Able Heating and Cooling, able-heating.com. It's low pressure sales and vehicles for all budgets at Midwest Vehicle Group, featuring Carfax certified vehicles and financing available through American One Credit Union, CP Federal Credit Union, and Michigan Community Choice. Midwest Vehicle Group would like to wish all high school seniors a safe and memorable senior year. Come in and talk with Joey about your next vehicle purchase at Midwest Vehicle Group, located at 4140 Michigan Ave in Michigan Center, and like Midwest Vehicle Group on Facebook. For over 32 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County that can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. There's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
Labor Day is on, and so is one of our best deals of the year. Get up to $200 off a set of four tires at our annual Labor Day sale, August 22nd through the 31st. Your guys at Bell Tire always have brands to fit any budget. But this Labor Day, we're giving you an extra break with up to $200 off a set of four tires. Get hard-working savings and a new set of tires. Fast, affordable, and done right. When you hurry over to Bell Tire's Labor Day sale. Bell Tire. See store for details.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, our final segment of the post game here. Our game time was so shortened because we had the running clock, so we were hanging out a little extra here. We're the last people in the stadium, it looks like here, as they cleared out trying to avoid the weather, but no raindrops yet so far, and I don't even see any lightning strikes anymore, so it looks like we dodged it. I'm sure north of us is experiencing some harsh weather, but it's only supposed to be until about 11 o'clock tonight. So
We might go run a couple fly patterns out there.
I know. Yeah, did you bring your ball?
Just you and I.
just run the pattern. I'll fake the throw. And I'm going to be, you know, my favorite player, Ethan Emerson on the throw, calling out the play-by-play while we're out there. That's going to be fun.
Like you're a kid again.
So Columbia Central with the win tonight moves to 1-0 early season here. They'll play again next Friday here at the, what was the name of the field?
Brad Beamish.
Yeah. Field here.
Eagle legend.
Against Leslie, the Blackhawks. It's a battle of the birds next week here at Columbia Central. Napoleon will be in action again, and they are at home next week hosting the East Jackson Trojans. That'll be a game that I think will be, they'll be a little more prepared for, and I think that could end up being a really fun tilt between those two squads. And that's, again, that's Friday. And that is our radio game.
So we'll be there.
Now we get to see this Napoleon team and know a little bit about them going into the game. That'll put you at ease a little bit and get our first glance at, and our only glance this year at East Jackson, but we try to get as many as we can East Jackson on for the broadcast all year long, our fourth quarter sponsor. So they'd be really excited if they can go on the road to Napoleon and in the fourth quarter have a shot to win that one. And I'll be glad to be in attendance for that, and you can hear that again here on K105.3 next Friday. High school football not done for the week, though. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. kick, Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford, the award-winning broadcast duo, I call them the A-team, heading out to Kalamazoo College, where the Kalamazoo United, Hackett, Catholic Prep, Irish are going to be playing the Lumen Christi Titans, the three-time defending Division VI state champions. A little analysis with Tom Ratchford early in the week, and he thinks that Lumen Christi is solidly in Division VII this year when the playoffs roll around.
And in football, you don't have a say in that, correct?
Right.
What you are, you are. I know in basketball, you can ask to stay up or move up even a class, but football,
it's in no way a cakewalk, and I think that Pwam Westphalia team that we were talking about earlier in the night, how good they've been. I believe they're in Division 7 right now, or at least were. So that there's some solid teams waiting for Lumen Christi on their path to Ford Field should they have that kind of skill, but they first have to get past Kalamazoo, Hackett, Catholic Prep, United on Friday. And again, it's an early kick. It's a 5 o'clock kick for you high school football fans who are still tuned in, or there's a bunch of you knowing that the game's almost over and you know you're going to get back to Jackson's Hit Music Station and the nighttime show with Zach Sang and the gang. So we will wrap it up here from Columbia Central. Again, 54-7, your final.